The people that give me shit about the weed, the thing they don't understand is, you know, yeah, is he late because he's high? Is the show going to drag on and be a little slow because he's high? And yeah, but it's the same brain that after I woke up from a nap today, because I was up all night doing programs for you idiots, it's the same brain that told me to do another show today. So you wouldn't even have got this. You wouldn't even have had this shit. So take the good, take the bad, take them both, and there you have Steel Toe Morning Show. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm acting a little slower than I'm going to be, but don't worry about it, okay? Also, I didn't smoke weed pretty much the whole time. I had one hit of weed in Rochester, and that was like it for the entire time I traveled. So, you know. That's that. That's that. There will be coughing. Jesus Christ. But we got a lot more toe to catch up on. And I'm nothing if not methodical. Some people say repetitive to a fault. I was watching myself on some clip the other day, and I was like, Jesus Christ, we get it. We get it. People were saying you look like you were on something else while you were there in Rochester. I didn't notice how many people were saying it. Oh, that's insane. You guys give me too much credit. I mean, first of all, if I do stuff, I'll let you know. There were plenty of people I shall not name who offered me stuff, and other people were on stuff. And you won't find anybody who says I was on stuff. Because I was. I don't fuck with it anymore, man. Ozempic. Okay. This is getting rude. Hit the like button. Hit it. I was bonging too much today. I was too bonging today. You heard? Anyway, we're back. We're going to do an afternoon, evening program.
Bless you, Father Melton, for I have sinned.
Bless you, Father Melton, for I have sinned.
Bless you, Father Melton, for I have sinned.
I like that. I like that. Oh, look at Wizard Nug. Thank you. What a nice boy. Yay! Apparently, we also have to thank Jay Santos for gifting some memberships. We missed it. The system missed it. He swears he did it. Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Anyway. Aaron Imholt, huh? I wish we could move on. I'm glad we got to do a little bit of Godfrey last show. You know, people always hate it, but it's like, you got to have some variety. I don't want you guys thinking, you know, don't fall into that trap that Melton's a one-trick pony. I've been covering Aaron for like 18 months. I've been doing this podcast for like 20 years. I've seen a million errands come and go. That's why I'm not out in the streets or having a cake made about this like it's some big deal. I've ruined so many men's lives, it's not even funny to me. I run into an Aaron Imholt every day. I stroll up.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And then I flush him. Ask Ty Rivera. Ask James Choma, a.k.a. Zipperfish. Ask Josh Denny. Holy shit. Josh Denny was texting me like a female teen. Ask Crazy Joe. Ask. Anyway, ask Godfrey. Ask Danny Bevin. Okay, these are all people I want to go after. We need to knock Z-Man down a notch or two. What did he do? Oh, no. What did he do now? I honestly, like, I've been meaning to, like, want to watch some Chad, too. But, like, I mean, it's so repetitive and boring. Is it going to be... He's going to, like, literally go over Steel Toe and say, I did that? Yeah. Anyway, hi, welcome to the program, Showgram. Hope you're not too slow, Graham. Thank you, Wizard Nug, again for those memberships. And look at this, we got Rover, who's here now. This is wild. I get back, I come back, I can't even come back 1 week. You guys are just right back in the old strap of things. 43 memberships deep, minutes into the show. Here's Spectre. It's insane. Insane. And then Cousin It, who I mentioned in earlier show. Are you ready to watch someone else's show? I have so many new people to watch. We do really have like a long list of people we need to watch. But you can't move on. Again, it's like we've invested a lot into this fucking pig, this truffle pig. And we waited for this fucking truffle pig. We thought he was a runt. We thought he was slow. We thought he'd never be able to get out there in the forest and forage for a worthy truffle. But one day he came home with this raketa, is it? And then little did we know that he had planted other truffles along the way. April... And now himself laid before us on the altar. How would we ever move on now? I can't eject. What? And give Soft Weekly the credit? Please. I think we deserve a better hero. Just like picking out Soft Weekly. Anyway, here's the, what is this?
Hey, baby boy. Oh, no. This may sound weird. But my sweet mama, Janet, has sadly passed away. The ironic thing is, she died of a deep vein thrombosis.
Oh, no.
Tune in to Red Barn Radio.
Wow.
Give it a decade.
Wow.
I, too, would like to fix the Onion logo's hair.
Wow. You have no idea how bad it is. One of the pieces is on the ground, but it's out of frame. You can't even. We need a new deck. We need somebody to come in and do a new set decor. Oh, God. How long do we have before Goldfold shows up and misspells something? Bubble Popper, thank you for joining our little program here, okay? We have a program. We're going to pick up right where we left off. You might remember this from earlier today.
There you go. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm sorry if you just wanted juicy goss all day, if you just wanted internet drama all day. I thought he didn't like Chrissy. I can't keep track of this stupid shit. We're not going to fucking, you know, do gay internet shit.
What?
Coltrane with $1 says at least one viewer is the case detective. Oh, yeah.
I think I am allergic to marijuana. If I don't take a Zyrtec, which I did forget, like I start tearing up and I'm, you know, it's not good.
There you go. All right, guys. Thank you. I'm sorry if you just wanted juicy goss all day, if you just wanted internet. Move on to news. We're going to see how long my voice holds out today.
We're going to move on to news. He doesn't even know what he, like, he looks up articles and he's just like, oh, that's the brother? Oh, okay. He does no show prep. He gets some sort of, like, list. Real media player retired today. Oh, my God. Can we talk about this? I don't know if this is a troll or is this guy an idiot or what. Either way, I have work for him. You know, I do have work for him. We're going to, especially after today, I think we have enough. And again, it'll be up to a lawyer, but I'm willing to pay to have a lawyer to have a look at it. I need Real Media Player or Doom or one of these people who can, like, do a search. You know, for about a couple weeks now, he's been making pedophile allegations about me, which is insane. Completely insane, of course. I vehemently denounce any of that sort of behavior. Let children, you know, grow up unencumbered by men or women's sexual advances, assault, or any of that stuff. It's gross, and, you know, it should go without being said. But so being accused of it, of course, has left me up nights sweating, which is why I slept mostly during the day today. No, but I, you know, it's insane. Citizen M says, I'll do it. I need a really good job, a really comprehensive, go back a month or so. But I think it's enough for me to apply for an HRO against Aaron, because this is targeted, specific, felonious, what does he call it? Horseshit? Anyway, it'll be fun to just apply for it. And then if he has like three HROs, it'll be really, really funny. So if anybody be willing, I'm willing to pay for it, you know, I'll throw you a couple hundo. Let's get it in there, boys. Cause you know, this guy's got to learn. He can't just go around throwing his toys when he gets mad at the world. I said it on the earlier show today, but it's disgusting that he wants children to have been abused in order to be right. But that's completely unfounded stuff. So again, I don't care if the kiwi fruits do it or whatever the fuck. You know, again, if you have a forum, you're allowed to chirp, 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 chirp. Like, hence, it's, you know, it's just uncouth of him to be doing it. And he has a lot on his plate right now. So I thought it'd be fun to give him another helping of spicy mashed potatoes. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, get in touch. Dabble Don Dada, thank you for becoming a member. Slapjaw Timothy Smallwood, member for 1 month. What's up, Melton? Love your shows and always, bud. Great content. And fuck Steel Toe and Karma's a biatch. You gotta love it. Yeah, sometimes your karma. That's what I've always said. Dr. Cream Jeans, did you not receive my August Venmo? Also, when will 24/7 be back? Yeah, let me get that up. Thank you, Dr. Cream Jeans. We've lost our way with the board, so I'm gonna have to get that up for August, September. But you're definitely already on it. I read it out last show. Oh, God. You know, we've gone money crazy over here. Can people just give money without expecting something, you know? Like Spectre. Jesus. Whatever happened to just handing someone cash because they had a goal? Whatever happened to just giving somebody money because they put a cool meter on the screen that said, we're trying to get this much? Whatever happened to that, you fucking idiots? You know, you all need recognition now. Everybody's got to get their name engraved on a plaque. It's cotton mouth spit. It sickens me. The links you'll all go through to be on some shitty digital list. You should be ashamed. Okay, anyway. Oh, God. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Hit the like button. Hit the like.
Jesus Christ, I'm really sorry about this. I haven't done a show in a week. My voice doesn't know how to hit this octave anymore. Larry from the bar with $2. Thank you very much, Larry from the bar. I almost forgot about that name. Sorry. Excuse my chugging. All right. Let's get into some news shit and some silly shit and some.
Earlier when he was writing on the board, he said he didn't want any silly news shit. He said he didn't want that.
Some distractions and some nonsense. None of this stuff matters.
I mean, it literally is like he's talking to himself here. It's wild to just talk to yourself like this. Guys, let's get into some silly stuff. None of this matters.
None of this stuff is important.
Your show? Holy shit. I've been doing this, again, you know, about 20 years, so I'd say my show's important. If to nobody else, at least to me, like, if I lost it, it'd be like, fuck. That's the longest I've ever done anything other than not have a heart attack. Knock on wood. He's literally sitting on his show going like, I love doing my show. This is just a silly show. None of this is important.
Trigida says Gino's deleted stream is a gold mine for you. The one he did. Now, Trigida, are you talking about the one he did this weekend? Because it's already been clipped up and I've sent the links off. And
I've sent the links off.
We're good.
I think he thinks, this is real, but I think he thinks for some reason that if he can prove Gino is enjoying this or did this to be vindictive or something, then he gets off. But it's like, no, you still sent sexually explicit photos of a woman without her consent. You still disseminated, by the way, with intent to harass and threaten. It could very well easily be argued by all of the hours you've spent attacking Kayla Riceda. Again, compiled by Real Media Player. And it's like, I mean, man, okay. Real Media Player, like a week and a half ago, was like bummed out because he wasn't monetized or needed help getting to 1,000 fans or whatever. But it's like, you're growing so fast. And I think he's probably hit 1,000 now and he's killing it. And he's like, now today he's like, I'll quit because Melton's back and I don't have a reason to live. And it's like, I mean, his videos, his cuts of like, steel toe only goals, it's the best thing of Aaron there is. So I mean, that channel's only going to grow and grow and grow, and you're just getting monetized to where people can start like super thanking you and stuff. Man, I don't know, seems so weird. If like it's a troll on who, very very weird. But I wish him the best if he just really doesn't want to do it anymore. You could sell the channel probably, you know, to a less successful clipper. Jesus Christ. Reach out to Dabbleversity. He's been trying forever. Shots fired. Dr. Cream needs giving $20 for the meter, which I think is very, very cute.
Stop grifting off me, fat. You know I cut you out. I was first to fight Steel Toe. Please go away.
I was first to fight Steel Toe. Kraut Cat, $5. I think everybody who's ever met Steel Toe thinks Steel Toe is a fucking dwarf. So, you know. John Peoples, thanks for becoming a new member. We appreciate that over here at the Onion Town. And Dill Dog, wow.
I've made a huge mistake.
10 memberships from Del Dog already on the meter of Hall of Fame of Wall of Trust. Crowdcat gifting a membership. Thank you very much, sir. What a nice boy. What a nice, nice boy.
I mean, like I said, I appreciate Gino and what he did for me. You know? He did me a solid this weekend. And I really appreciate it. He helped. He helped a ton. Nova doesn't want me to leave the chat. I love when people who are very active in the chat go, "You have no show outside reading chat. Wake up." Well, that's just because you want your stuff read. Oh, all right. Dive Bar says, according to the others, you've never done a show. I've never done a show. That's
how's Leighton Broadcasting going? Can we call one of the Leighton Broadcasting Company lines and find out if they're still going to hire him? Can we get one of our sleuths on that? Again, don't be harassing or weird, but you should be able to reach out and be like, "Hey, are you guys still hiring this guy? Aaron Emholt, the sexual crimes felony man?"
It's interesting coming from people whose whole show is watching me do a show. I don't think they realize what a cell phone that is on their part. But then again, self-awareness has never been their strong suit, especially when it comes to making jokes about children.
All that stuff, you know?
All right, let's get to this Arizona HOA story. I hate HOAs.
He's like boiling, man. He hates me. He hates me. Like I on a new level. The past 2 days, it's been like, whoa. He like is mad, and again, he's so angry, and he's so used to. This is very important to put in context. He's so used to having his delusion seconded by not only his wife, who finally like woke the fuck up and got out. You know, again, the relief she must feel every day. But every co-host has to sit there and like co-sign all his horse shit all the time. And when something like this comes out, which again, like if you think this is the first time I've been through the thing, the CP thing because the guy with my same name out of Tampa. You know, if you think this is the first time a group of Spurgs has gotten a hold of that, you ain't seen the Red Barn. Like, I just like, yeah, I'll wait. You know why I'm chill about it? I don't do that stuff. It's insane. That's insane. But again, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. And then this guy wants it to be true so, but he needs there to be... He's in trouble. He's down at the courthouse in three different counties all the time fighting about nine different things. Children, harassment, divorce, breaking the harassment, you know, a new HRO coming in. It's like he needs that. He wants something like that about me so bad. It's like, I hate to tell you, man. Like, first of all, I've done way more cocaine than you. But I've never gotten in trouble for it. Well, let's say. It's wild, man. It's wild. And again, for this thing to be true, children have to have been abused. He wants it so bad that he just keeps saying it out loud, hoping it'll manifest and hoping it'll fall under the whatever jurisdiction his dome of delusion he's put over his fucking idiot fans. Like Hobart Chili Precipice. So like, yeah, cool. He's wishing for children's harm. We're in. Shane M 1980, your consistency and loyalty to your fans is what I admire most about you. It's what I admire most about you.
What kind of psychopath watches this shit sober? Truthfully, hit the bong two times for the haters, Big Sauce.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. Dr. Cream Jeans, 10 membership.
Get well, get well soon. We want you to get well. Get well. Get well soon. We want you to get well.
I do, but I also think that if you buy a house and it was part of a homeowners association before you bought the house, you deserve everything you get. I don't know why people live in these.
Oh, this is amazing. Okay, I do remember this. I was a little out of it when this aired. He doesn't know. I don't think he knows what a homeowners association is. He doesn't know what a homeowners association is. He kind of knows.
Well, I'm sorry. I know why people live in them. They live in them because I think you get your grass mowed.
The first thing that pops into his mind with a homeowners association is, I know why people live in them. You get your grass mowed. And not only does he say this once, every time this comes up, he says, you get your grass mowed. People love it because they get their grass mowed. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? Now, look, if you live in a condo or a townhome, they might mow the strip of grass in front of your little doorstep. If you have a house in a neighborhood with a homeowners association, they don't mow your grass. Someone in the chat is ding, 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 dead on. They make sure your grass is mowed, you know. Because, again, Aaron has let it slip during this divorce that he didn't mow the grass, April mowed the grass, and that he let us know, did you know you have to go out in the yard and pick up all the spicy Frito-Lay wrappers and ice cream sticks and toys and stuff, or else you'll damage your mower. Let me get a pen, Mooby. Let me get a pen. The HOA mows your grass. And by the way, again, this is the first thing he can think of. The first thing he can think of. Whew.
Get your shingles done.
What in the fuck? You get your shingles done. He thinks the HOA pays for your roof. I don't understand if he's got it confused, like a condo association. Holy shit. Holy shit. He thinks the HOA mows your grass and replaces your roof of your home. Wow. Wow. Somebody makes a good point. These are things April did. So maybe he thought the HOA did it because they just got done. The roof got redone. I saw Papa Scrimp and April up there supervising. What? What the fuck? What the fuck?
You get your snow plowed and everything. Like, you get... Everything's taken care of, right? If you live in an HOA.
Everything's taken care of. They do your child care. They cook your dinners.
But the only problem is, if you want to, like...
Look at him. He's literally blank. He doesn't know anything about this. He doesn't know anything about this. You got to look through the CCNAs of a homeowners association before you buy a home. You got to look at its history. You got to look at its accounting. You got to look at its board. You got to look at what they do. How much money do they spend monthly? What's the curve look like? Are they increasing spending? Are they saving money every year? I mean, what's wrong with you? You have no idea what you're talking about. Some people get fucked. I had a townhome. We had a homeowners association. When I bought the house, it was brand new. And the HOA dudes, it did mow your lawn. Like, and not even your lawn. It was like on the other side of the sidewalk. It's a common area in the community. But they would mow around the lake, and they would like take care of the community pools and things like that. And of course, if you have a town hall, then it includes the exterior of the building and things like the roof. If you have a condo, same thing. Of course, sidewalks. Sometimes you have to pay for the roads or the street lights, mailbox maintenance, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever the fuck it is. But if you have an actual house and you're in a homeowners association, you're still responsible for everything on your property. Roof, fucking mowing. He's so dumb. I don't know, like, if he's like his friend had a condo or something and got fucked over. But anyway, by the time I got out of that townhome 5 years later or whatever it was, the HOA dues had gone from $236 a month up to $500 a month, which is insane. I think the mortgage was around $1,300. So, man, these homeowners associations can be evil, especially when they're, like, managed by the builder or something, man. They like, and you got to be real careful which one of these, like, management companies. Get involved with your HOA, I say. Be on the board.
Hey, Big Sauce, should I buy a TV? Or just a big monitor?
Jesus Christ.
I don't use cable, just the internet. Maybe a PS4. If TV... What type of TV would you recommend? I'll take my answer off air.
If you do a GoFund your boy, you can buy a whole damn theater and have it shipped to your house. You know what my people do to sauce of all sizes, Mr. Big Sauce?
Jesus Christ. $200,000 to shoot a shitty special. Believe in yourself, motherfucker. What are we paying for? You and your friends to take a private jet to wherever the fuck you came from? So you can, like, film this in front of your friends and family? And then what, also pay your rent for a month, a week, a year? You're out of your mind, Godfrey. You're a working New York comic. Do better. Do better. And again, you insult our intelligence when you think you, when you ask for $200,000. God-tier foolery, I'm telling you.
Hey, baby boy, quit lying. We all know you were forced to teach a comedy defensive driving class due to your Pepsi problem. Hey, Cameron Malik, put down the sandwich.
Teach a comedy defensive... I have gone to one, but I have never taught one. You know who used to teach a comedy defensive driving class? Alex Ansel. Kool-Aid. Alex Kool-Aid Ansel. When I met him in San Antonio, he worked at the comedy club. He was a working comic, and he used to teach one of those comedy defensive. I used to go sit down there just to watch him do it, just to make fun of him doing it. Dan G, I have a short-term memory. When does what does movies truck sound like again? Oh, something like that. Nailed it.
Guess what? Please give me $250,000.
Guess what? I threw together a 40-second video with no plan at all. Give your baby boy 200K. Talk to you soon after I get your money.
I would recommend a Mitsubishi Diamond rear projection screen TV. Good stuff.
Wow. That's an old callback. I did get one of those. $3,000. Mitsubishi Diamond rear screen projection. It was 50 inches. You had to wheel it in a giant cabinet.
Char, Gooey, other one. We're moving. I'm getting an HOA so they can babysit you guys and feed Gooey his slop for dinner. It's going to be great, guys. Another win for the toe.
I live in an HOA, but they call it low-income housing for some reason.
Fucking hell. Toucan Sam, very angry. Why don't you pay multiplayer $100 each clip? All you do is use his videos. Cheap, lazy cow. You wouldn't be here without other people's clips. Thank you. JR Carr, member for 17 months. This is a pleasant surprise.
Thanks, Uncle Melty. JJJ, a homeless Newport in Joey C's HOA. Oh, my God. We're at 69 membership. Brahman Plinklock. I wonder if SP does all the heavy lifting for him now. Is she doing the lawn and cleaning the kids after supper now? Oh, God. I hope he gets married again soon. Like, honestly, like, the best thing for her is for her to fucking run, right? The best thing for Oshkosh B'gosh to do is just fucking head for the hills immediately. But we all know that's not going to happen at this point. She's had plenty of chances. The writing's on the wall. Doesn't seem to move the needle for her in any way. So, the funniest thing now we can hope for is that they get married. She's going to start doing the show soon. Again, nobodylikesonions.com/store. Head there today to check out the new Aaron Imholt courtroom memorabilia. We have three different looks. We have shot glasses. We have self-soothing hug pillows, blankets, rock glasses, and more. T-shirts and sweatshirts. Head over there now. nobodylikesonions.com/store. The mugshot tees are selling like hotcakes. The mugshot shot glasses are selling like hotcakes. You'll laugh every time you get drunk if you raise Aaron Imholt's Don Knot lips up to your mouth. You're going to love the way you look.
You're going to like the way you look.
Kiwi Farms like to think they can spot pedos a mile away from a handful of cup holder jokes. Never mind they had a friggin' registered offender on their forum for over 5 years.
I couldn't imagine getting involved with it.
Aaron, tell me you don't know how to adult without telling me.
We may never know. We may never know. Beloved Chatter, thank you for gifting a membership. James Bomber coming in. Look at that one. So nice of you. Thanks, James. Another guy who's already on the list. It doesn't even matter. Big Chirp, welcome, Melton Mitten Mountain Kitten. Oh, boy, your cute pea sauce. Hubba hubba. Let me just read while everybody's here and gathered. We'll just read the names again. That way I don't, feel guilty for not having graphics and fancified stuff. Tiff, Michaela, Mike Cutts, Wizard Nug 2, Shit Show, Starberry, Jenny G, Father Joe, EFS, Drive By, Baloney Factory, North Idaho Pest Control, Rover, Skinny Tooth John, Dan G, Nat Clo 2.0, Bentley, Jason Bentley, that is, Bob Sacramento, Anonymous, Bone in the Carbarian, Mycroft, Mr. Nobody, Shane M1980, Edinburgh Mikey, Let's Say Jay Santos, Mark Abatista, Spectre NS5RD, Christy Webster, Deep Surface, Tim Bollinger, DK, Slicks 96, Dill Dog, Ricky Bebb, Provo PM, Reels, James Bomber, and anybody I missed, wow. Sorry about that. Chicken Boy? Oh, Chicken Boy. Okay, Chicken Boy. You get a special one. Chicken boy, wee. Thank you. It's a little dance I do.
Build a shed. Or if you want to do siding.
Yeah, thank you for being on the long list of ass kissers. You're really upsetting people, I guess.
Or if you want to do anything outside of your house, or you want to make any permanent changes to your house in any way, shape, or form, you can't.
Oh.
You need their permission.
You mean codes? Did you know if I just wanted to build my own chicken coop / extra bedroom off the back, they won't let me do it? And it's like, guys, I've got plenty of papier-mâché.
Pablo Pacheco says, HOAs are the new Stasi. Changed my mind. Maybe.
Oh, you mean that they don't let people like white trash like you? Dude, you're fucking white trash. I was realizing this today. Like, you're just white trash squared, man. You're 37. You've got all this fucking legal history. All these fucking legal problems and injunctions and arrests and allegations and now sexual impropriety. First of all, with your first fucking wife and then attacking a woman on air and losing your job for that. And now sexual dissemination of images without a woman's. I mean, you're just like 37, dude. Yikes. Yikes. So like, man, oh man, is it going to get rougher and rougher and rougher? You're such pure white trash that you don't want an HOA because you want to be able to like do whatever the fuck you want to do in your house and make it look like absolute garbage. You know, there is a balance. I went to look at, you know, when I was house shopping, I went to look at some houses in neighborhoods where they were literally painted like bright blue, pink, purple, striped. People have fucking broken down cars and boats in their driveways and shit. So they can go to Lake Mead for 2 months out of the year. It's fucking sad. It's disgusting. So like, yeah, do you want to live in a place where like people aren't allowed to move in and be white trash? Do you want people to not be able to like, you know, start businesses on the block? Aaron's like, that sucks. You can't even like do whatever you want. No, no. Your neighbors would not like that. When I got my swim spa and like had the plan to like get the slab put in and all that stuff, the HOA had to approve it. Guess what? They did. The neighbors had to be okay with it. If it was in their line of sight in any way. Yeah, it's not a bad look. I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but A, it encourages you to not be dicks to your neighbors. And B, you know, like, yeah, it doesn't let clowns like this just do whatever the fuck they want. Now, again, there's a lot of bad HOAs, so you really gotta do your homework, especially if you're purchasing a home.
But then also people choose to be a part of them. So I used to hate the HOAs and be like, you're being overbearing, you're being this, you're being that. But at the same time, nobody's forcing you to live in a place that has an HRO.
Wow. Nobody's forcing you to live in a place that has an HRO.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Come on. Come on. Get the fuck out of here, right? How does he do that? And
if you hate your HOA, you should be a part of it. You should like join the HOA and like be fair. You should at meetings speak up and be like, we're wasting money. We're like, you know, this isn't cool. We have tons of money. We don't need to raise dues. We need to make, you know, I don't know. The only way to like control, like, because you have the right to do that. And a lot of people won't do it. And a lot of people who do it are like power seeking pieces of shit. So the only way to make a change is like you get on it and like do the right thing and be fair to your neighborhood. They become, especially mature ones, you know, they become unwieldy with these management companies being like half the board. So like, don't let, you know, aggressive become regressive. KB says, I like complaining more than go and complain. I don't know.
HOA. That's too good. Come on, you got to give me that one. That's pretty fun. Even if you hate my fucking guts and you think I'm awful, can you be happy for 1 second in your fucking life? Can you?
Yeah, it's just not going to be right around the time that you have 3 pending legal matters. This guy's so insane. He's like, can you just admit it was a great? Can you just admit that I'm having a win? It's like this whole world this year has just crumbled for you. What are you talking about? Your wife is gone. Every one of your friends is slowly turning on you. Matt will be the last fucking one to go down with the ship because he's dull. What's the win? Show some goddamn humility. It's not going well. You're having a rocky time. People are in the chat are saying, like, he's cracking, he's losing it. It's like, it's the only explanation. I mean, what the fuck? Up is down to him. He's literally like KB. They're just not as up. But they're still.
One time, just have a little bit of joy in your heart instead of obsessive hatred of me. That was fucking good. That was a good slip. Come on. Even if you fucking hate my guts and think I'm the biggest piece of shit.
No one thinks that. Again, there are dudes who beat their wives every day. You beat your wife a few times, it seems like. But I don't know why you can't admit that. You also disseminated sexual images without a woman's permission. You seem to think that's not a big deal. You called it bullshit, and you said everyone sees through it. You know, everything that you do, and I hate to say this because I hate women. They taste great, but other than that, they're trouble. Everything he does revolves around his hatred of women. It really, really does. You hear the fucking, like, visceral, absolute loathing, aggressive tone he used to take when he talked about Ashley LaRue on the radio. And, like, the stuff he has said about April. Like, watch a guy right after a relationship, how they talk about their ex. Again, say what you want about April. She's kind of handled it with grace to a degree. She seems to be trying to get back to whatever semblance of a normal life she can have. Now, is it weird? Do we know anything about the nature of the relationship with Ricada and his wife and stuff? We don't. What, like, honestly, they might have, for all their sakes, gone, like, Kayla and Nick are going to work on their relationship, and we'd love to pay you and give you room and board while you look for a job and get back on your feet and help take care of the kids. We all need to get clean. We all need to do this. Like, we don't know. We don't. And I know I'm a Nick sweeper. I'm just saying, like, man, when we listen to this guy, they're the devil. But we're watching a man who just keeps getting deeper and deeper into trouble. And say whatever you want about Nick and April, they've hit rock bottom May 23rd, it seems like. And ever since then, have taken steps to not only, again, they have their kids back. Every photo we see of them, they're healthy. What do we know? I don't know. Do you know more than I know? I mean, tell me. I know one thing. One guy can't stop lying about everything. Brooklyn Pencil, I can't wait to get my movie blanket. I'll be self-soothing and cuddled up like a nerd. Oh, yeah, enjoy. Beloved Chatter, HOA won't let Aaron put a radio antenna on his roof. They were unmoved by the existential need to return to real radio by launching K-Cuck. Oh, God, remember Corey Adam?
Divorced, cucked, multiple HROs, arrested for revenge porn, no friends, no co-hosts, a quickly receding hairline. Oh, and I blew the guy who cucked me. A year of wins for the toe.
Oh, God. What else is going to come out?
Hey, Godfrey, if you don't have the funds for a special, I suggest crowdfunding through the great crowdfunding sites like Indiegogo or Kickstarter and offer different tiers with fun perks for your fans.
Dedicated crowdfunding sites where I can offer different tiers and fun perks for my fans? Nah, fuck that stupid shit. I will do a charitable donation drive through GoFundMe. Honk!
The Godfrey is so good. I love that. Can we just hear some more Godfrey money-making ideas? It's 48 seconds long. Yo, guess what? I want to do a special and make money off it. Shane M1980, just to be clear, I'll never get tired of toe bashing. I do think we need a Chad show. He's really arrogant and sticking his chest out these days. Yes. I mean, again, Chad's on track to have my career in 2007. That's what he's on track for. It's fucking wild.
Come on. Admit it. Come on. You can't do it, can you? You can't fucking do it. You know why? Because you're not a human anymore. That's what it is. You're not a person. You stop having what it takes to be a person a long time ago, and you belong to the streets now. All right, let's. So in HOA, you don't have to live there. Buy somewhere else. Like every time I've ever looked for a house and I've moved, in the search, I check the box or I uncheck the box that says HOA. I don't want to live in a homeowners association because they can tell you what the fuck to do. You pay a homeowners association fee, and yeah, it's great for things like getting your grass mowed.
Again, this is the first example he has every time he brings up an HOA. Every time he's just like, yeah, like, okay, they mow your grass. So what? Hello?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Aaron's phone number is 65.
Whoa, we can't have that going out.
Okay.
That was it? Nice try, man. I appreciate the effort and the follow-up of the crestfallen. Ah, okay. Reels Wrinkle, thank you for gifting 10 memberships.
Yo! Got him!
Really, really got him. We really got him. Fearless, thank you for being a new member. The nerve of this bitch. Am I right? Fab Five Freddy said, look at his titties sagging. Big if true.
Mowing my own grass. It's great for having your driveway cleared off in the winter. Now,
again, I thought earlier he said for plowing. And I was like, you know, if they're private streets in a neighborhood owned by an HOA, maybe. He thinks they clear your driveway. Hello? He thinks they mow your grass, clear your driveway, and do your roof. That's the first three examples he has for what an HOA does. First of all, an HOA protects you legally in a lot of instances. Again, it goes to pay for streets, electricity in common areas. If you do have things like a pool or a park or whatever, you can go to take care of that stuff. This guy's insane. He's so insane. And again, it's to enforce rules amongst tenants, settle disputes. There's a lot of good that can come out of an HOA. He thinks that there's like one HOA. Again, do your research. Look into it. Look into the management company. Listen in on a board meeting. God forbid you do due diligence. He's like, I always just uncheck the box because I don't understand what it is.
I hate fucking clearing off my driveway, but
I'll clean off my driveway. I don't need to have an HOA.
Do it in exchange for if I ever want to build a fucking playground in my backyard, I can build a playground in my backyard.
Yeah, nobody with an HOA has a playground in their backyard. Nobody in the HOA has a playground.
Or, you know, your shingles need to be done. That's probably the best part of an HOA, is a lot of the exterior changes.
He thinks they pay for all that. No, they just make sure you get the right shingles. They make sure you don't paint your house a color that doesn't go with the neighborhood. He thinks they pay for all that. Yeah, the great thing is they pay for, like, all the exterior stuff of the house. What? Like, again, the guy's 37 years old. He didn't know what wheels versus tires were. He thought they were the same thing. He kept interchangeably using wheels versus tires. Kept saying he had custom tires. Don't get custom tires that need a key. Like, he's not a man. I have two tool chests. I have Ryobi and I have Black and Decker. Just in case the Black and Decker guys make fun of me, you know, I have the good stuff. I have the good stuff. Hello?
Yes. Yes, hello?
Yeah. Okay, you're too dumb to call in. Thank you. Thank you. FK of the Ghetto Basement. Looks like he still has Vaseline on his fingers.
Hey, Big Sauce, my mom's HOA actually does mow her small front yard, and they plow her driveway when it snows.
Fuck you. Don't you ever correct me. I'm screaming this. Again, is it like a townhome? Are they, like, connected? Are they, you know what I mean? Like, if it's a community that they own completely, then they might. Especially if it's, again, condo units. It's not somebody's yard out front. It's just like, oh, no, you pull into a garage and then go into your townhome and they mow the yard out front? I've never heard of somebody with, like, a single-family home that gets their yard mowed and their sidewalk driveway shoveled with their HOA. But you let me know. You let me know.
But if you're someone who likes to build on and you're someone who likes to make changes and add-ons and replacements and shit like that, then an HOA is probably not for you. So now this guy is bitching because, and look, this guy does kind of have a point because in his case, this happened 4 years after the fact. And that's total bullshit. But what he did seems minute. It seems minuscule. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But his HOA thought it was a big deal. However, you should have thought of that before you purchased property that had an HOA. This is in Arizona. It is retarded. I'll give you that. You're immediately going to want to side with this guy. But just think about it. Go ahead.
A Goodyear man has now racked up hundreds of
barbed wire full of just the other from the associates. There's a scene at the blank stop. You crave all no woman tie. I gave for me a can't. Out big,
come on!
But now this
spot there up. If this can't where
you haven't paid any fines.
This or sketch gets
and all right, we get it.
What those choosing may
yes. I can't watch him do news.
I'm not gonna sit here and go, oh, this poor guy's a victim of his HOA because they're being mean to him about giving out water. He's advertising his business on HOA property. You have to get their permission to do that.
You don't know what his HOA says. Again, this guy's dumb. He like thinks there's like one rule for HOAs.
Oh, Lottie Do Mama, I just can't figure this website's out. There be no delectable fruits here.
Oh, you big fucking dummy. This ain't no fruits on Kiwi Farms. Now get ready for your meals before Daddy Kevin comes home.
I too speaks in the bonics.
I had to tell Jake Hudson, stop emailing me. Again, Jake Hudson and Joey C, and you're all in the same boat to me. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. Leave me the fuck alone. You're not real people. You're weirdos. I don't want any part of it. Beat it. Beat it. Movie's only 4 years older than me. He looks 47. Nah, he's killing it, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. You're out of your mind. I'm a regular man. Thank you for becoming a new member. By the way, you can become a new member for $1.99. You'll be able to chat in our members-only chats, which we have a couple times a week, and then our members-only shows on Friday nights. Aren't you gonna get excited about that? Huh, Brian Landon? Send in a song.
Jeff Jordan says, you're like the old man in the movie Signs watching TV and linking it to Coca-Cola. Buddy, that guy wasn't wrong! You want a Dr. Pepper, Al Pacino? Oh, I love Dr. Pepper. Let me make sure that the label is out.
You'd think he was the real people.
Put the nutritional facts out. I would be terrible at movie. How do you trinket with the, see, if I do this, you're just looking at the nutrition facts and seeing that I'm guzzling down.
So this is what he has when he can't talk about, when he can't gaslight himself about his past relationships, this is what he has. It's bad. It's rough. In a few minutes, I shit you not. What was it? Maybe it was today? Yeah, it was this morning. This morning, he had like a 15-minute segment on what phrases can fit into the syllable pattern. Dun, dun, shaving a haircut. Dun, 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 or what was it? Well, I don't even fucking know, but it's something like children would do. Holy shit. He's lost. Like, he has nothing. And then this morning, it was all Nazi talk. It was just complete anti-Semitic, anti-Somali, racist, anti-gay. I think he got anti-Semitic again. It's a lot. He's really leaning into the news story.
39 grams of sugar is all you're seeing. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me have a sip of my Yeti beverage. Oh.
What?
That guy in Signs was right. It was all about Coca-Cola, I'm telling you. Copperhead with $20 says, glad you are back. The mornings weren't the same without your show. Where is Johnny today? I wanted to do today's show by myself. Because there was a lot of stuff, you know, especially in the first hour there that I wanted to discuss, that I wanted to talk about.
What else? What else?
I would like to talk to both Matt and Johnny before I have them back on. Because with what we're doing, with what's going on, what we're going to have to do,
I'm gonna say it,
is talk to those guys and just be like, look, if you do,
hold on, I want to hear this sentence again, because what we're gonna have to do with what we're doing, what we'll do, what we'll need to
talk about, I would like to talk to both Matt and Johnny, before I have them back on.
Okay.
Because with what we're doing.
Now, again, I would say to you what I've been saying for months. They're not his real friends. When you really get arrested, you call your friends. When you go to jail, you call your friends. Who are these friends that he goes to the fair with? They're not Matt and Johnny. Those friends would never come on the air with him. They're normal people who don't believe horse shit. They probably laugh at Aaron behind his back nonstop. The fact that he hasn't already talked to Johnny and Matt is insane. But we learned during the Keanu and Gino turn that he doesn't communicate with them like real friends, even though he loved the Biscontes. Hello.
Hey, Patty, I was just calling to see if you heard any news on Jake Hudson today.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
Thanks. I have not. We learned about it when Johnny told us on his own stream that Aaron was keeping all this from him. Need to know basis. So why hasn't Aaron communicated with Johnny? Johnny was texting Aaron on Thursday, Friday, about the warrant. He ignored him all weekend. Because they're not friends, they're pawns. Johnny's starting to wake up. Johnny's got a little bit of a heartbeat and a brain, you know? The MS hasn't seized all functioning cerebral activity from this man. Matt, again, shreds metal for a living. And again, I don't say that to make fun of a guy with a job. It's probably a great union job. But they let him be in charge of shredding the metal. probably not the brightest guy down at the plant. No, that's fine. That's fine. I couldn't sleep, so I came down to play with my Hot Wheels. That kind of, that level of a guy, right?
With what's going on, what we're going to have to do is talk to those guys and just be like, look.
What we are going to have to do, everyone over here at Steel Toe Inc.
If you do X, Y, or Z, I got to let you go. You know, like that's how serious I am about that. I got to let you go if you do X, Y, and Z.
So one of those things, he's turning into Crowder. He's going to start making co-hosts sign NDAs. Even if it's not called an NDA, he's going to be like, you can't go on shows and talk bad about me or Steel Toe. It's not good for the brand. Moody says, how long is this talk he wants to have? I can't stress how important it is not to bring up Kayla. Don't do it. I will go to jail. Please. This isn't a joke. Seriously. Conversation done. 10 seconds. He's just coming up with an excuse not to pay them. Yes. And that was my second point. But and the goal will never go down. Again, so now he's gotten rid of April. He's gotten rid of all his co-hosts. It's coming. Matt rules. Matt's been killing it in the night. He might keep Matt on for $50 a show, like just to keep Matt on. It's a drinking buddy. It backs up with all his horse shit. You know, again, at this point, he'll take whatever stupid pilot fish he can get. And right now, I think Johnny's falling behind the pack, and it's literally just Slam Piece and Matt. It's really sad. Ed Besante, he's having a mental breakdown for sure. I mean, from your lips to God's ears.
I kind of got to let him know what the deal is. You know?
Yeah, I think that's more about him talking to Johnny's getting a lot of attention and earning a lot of money going on other shows, and people are getting him to kind of like start to talk shit about Aaron, and Aaron doesn't like that. He's made it clear. We saw that clip of him. I think we watched it when I was in Estonia, where he's like, what the fuck? You're going on shows that are talking shit about me. What the fuck?
That's all.
Trying to be calm.
Trucker 18 Wheeler with especially like Johnny, unfortunately.
Yes, here we go.
Johnny with that interview thing he did recently.
Oh, no. This is the whole real reason, okay?
I gotta talk to Johnny before we bring him back on, you know? Because I don't want everything.
The way I think he works, and he's so non-confrontational, you know, he says he's going to do stuff, but he never does. I wouldn't be surprised we never see Johnny again on Steel Toe. And Johnny, I'll give you the most for the tell-all over here. You know, we'll get you thousands of bucks, bud. We'll figure it out. It's realistic. We never see him back on here again.
Everything he does to be the fucking Aaron show, you know? Aaron will do the Aaron show.
You can't be mad at your friend. Again, when Johnny got a girlfriend for the first time in 5 years, Aaron couldn't stop asking follow-up questions, butting into it. What are the texts? Ooh, you guys are fighting. And then he would say incendiary things to make their relationship more tense, have more anxiety between them. Again, because he doesn't want anyone taken away from him. God forbid Johnny get a little wind beneath his wings or a little semen out of his sack, if you know what I mean. God forbid Johnny gets some attention. God forbid Johnny meets a woman who's good for him, who actually likes him and loves him and wants to, you know, give up the large portion of her life it would take to care for a burden like him. Sorry to be so fucking accurate. But, like, God forbid Johnny get this little ray of sunshine in his life and stop paying attention and needing Steel Toe. Dude, this everything about this life is falling apart for Aaron. And he can keep acting like it's... There's literally going to be a puddle of a man left. It's going to be very, very sad. It's going to be very bad and sad.
Patrick Melton will do the Aaron show. That's the only thing he can do. But Johnny doesn't need to do the Aaron show. And you guys don't need to make it the Aaron show either. You can let Johnny do his show.
Yeah, again, it's not Johnny's fault that his best friend's whole life is a lie. It's not Johnny's fault that he's slowly starting to wake up from the fucking gaslighting, manipulative tactics. You know, again, he keeps his mouth shut and laughs to a lot of it. You got to give it up to him. He's a good friend of you, and he sticks by your side and he puts up with a lot. But at a point, man, you just keep shoving words in his mouth. You keep making threats. He can see what you're doing. And you're allowed to dig into his life, and you're allowed to bring his life out on your show, but he's not allowed to bring out your insane news-making life. Now it is news-making. Now you don't want it? When it was happening to you, your life was the news, and it had to be talked about, but now your friend Johnny can't talk about Aaron? Can't do the Aaron show? Why? Now that it actually is news, and it's bad for you, and people are starting to realize that you actually abused your wife, you allegedly choked her, you allegedly headbutted her, all your ex-wives think you're fucking monster. Now Johnny can't do it. Fuck you, dog. He knows he can. He's sick of sitting by your side and co-signing your lies when your every bit of your life keeps getting worse and worse, and you keep breaking the law.
Stop breaking the law, asshole! Trucker 18 Wheeler with $10 says, my sister and her husband live in an HOA, but they don't enforce the rules. That's kind of tricky, though, too, because they can do that shit where they enforce them whenever they want to, and that's all. That's just as annoying. numbers.
Again, Aaron is a shitty neighbor, so he only imagines having shitty neighbors. He treats everyone in his neighborhood like shit, so he can't imagine keeping up his part of it and being nice to people. He can't fucking fathom that.
Johnny hurt my feelings. That's what I was crying about in jail.
7-20. You guys have knocked out today's goal. Congratulations. Thank you. The goal has been hit for today. Painkiller with $2 says, you're going to have a $75,000 Woodford Reserve today. I can drink as I'm out. I'm allowed to drink. There's nothing about chemicals or anything like that.
I'm just not allowed near women.
I can do heroin. No, I'm just kidding. No, it would be a freebie. It wouldn't be a freebie today.
He really is taking this seriously, man. Again, imagine you're the judge and you see this. It's like, what the fuck? How's he turning this into like a positive thing in his life? And all, again, if this isn't mocking Kayla, you know, the best revenge is living well, right? They say. I mean, that's what he's doing here, correct?
Oh, yeah, it would. I do have Woodford Reserve up in the cabinet. It would be a free one today. Painkiller. Thank you for the $2. HOA sucks, says Benny the Milkman for $9.99. Benny the Milkman with another $9.99. Says, can't believe you circled Candyman's man bumps with the mouse. I do have a terrible habit of just circling people's tits with my mouse. I can't fucking stop.
So, what? I'm sorry, what? We're all just going to gloss over that? Yeah, anytime I see anybody and have a mouse cursor, I have to touch their nipple.
Benny the Milkman with another $9.99 says, can't believe you circled Candyman's man bumps with the mouse. I do have a terrible habit of just circling people's tits with my mouse. I can't fucking stop. I can't stop. There was one, that I wanted to get to. Somebody was shitting on that guy's shoe business. And I can't find it anymore. The chat moves too fucking fast.
Is this the show? Is it? We all were watching the chat. It does not move too fast. Rumble chat is an absolute crawl, and YouTube chat is an absolute crawl. What is he talking? The chat just goes too darn fast. 1,500K watching. Chip Chipperson's BBN, FKA, Kiefer Sutherland. Stoven Crowder, hacka hacka. Stoven Crowder.
Hacka hacka. Aaron seems like he will run an HOA one day, right? You just become the thing you hate?
No, he doesn't know what it is. He's like, yeah, right. I couldn't afford the lawnmowers.
Maybe. Maybe.
Although I hate mowing the lawn. I just learned how to do it. My 37th annual time on this planet.
Mythbuster, thank you, buddy. Yeah, I think that's how the math works out. I appreciate it. Lander says, what? Dude, Johnny does his own thing without you. That's what I said.
Totally. I wasn't threatening Johnny at all. I said he does his own thing. He leaves me alone. Not he better stop.
That's what I said.
I know, right, Johnny?
Could you, you imagine like hearing me talk and then go, Johnny does his own thing. I'm like, that's just literally what I said. Let Johnny do his own thing.
No, you said he's doing the Aaron show and he needs to do his own thing. And then this guy says he does do his own thing. And now you're trying to gaslight us into saying that's what you said. He can't lose, man. He can't lose. Why not just argue with the guy? Don't pretend like you said what he said.
Don't try to make his show. Like, because Johnny will tell me sometimes, like, people try to ask me and they just mention it and talk about it. I'm like, do your own thing.
So Johnny's completely at this point playing Aaron, just like everybody else. And Gino and Kiki the whole time were playing Aaron. I think April was probably playing Aaron. This guy buys me cold subs in the hot time and hot subs in the cold time. Well, I bet I could get 50K a year.
Coke ruined you. Don't even look at H. Don't worry. I won't. You ain't getting my money. Says, imagine trying to censor Johnny on what he says on his own show. Are you guys all just pro-clutching bitches? Is that, well, it's the internet.
You told him. You said we got to talk about that interview he did, and he's going to stop doing the Aaron show. And now you're saying that you didn't say that? Johnny, run. Just run. Again, I don't want, I'm not Kevin or whoever, the every other loser show that's going to try to clout chase you and be like, we'll hire you as a co-host over here, Johnny. Just like they did with Chad. Just like they did with Corey Adams. Fucking idiots. Nobody wants you over here, but you do need to get out for your own good. I mean.
So, yes, of course, naturally, you're all pearl-clutching bitches, but. What happened? Was I not supposed to make any money today? Was that it?
Even, chat check, even he's not happy about the money. The money didn't soothe his happy tooth today.
Sorry, buddy. I don't know what's got your panties in a bunch, but imagine, really, imagine.
Look at him chat checking. Very heavily chat checking today. He's got the, he's out chat checking. He's thrown off by something he read.
Like going like, you're trying to censor Johnny. Yes, right.
I mean, you literally just said that. You're going to have a talk with him. He's not going to be able to do some stuff.
I'm by me saying, hey, you got to be careful about what we say. Trying to censor Johnny. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm doing.
He's, I mean, he's really losing it.
You guys are fucked. Like, I gotta say, you guys are, some of you are just absolutely entertaining. Some of you anti-steel toe types. You're just.
Yeah, some of you anti-steel toe types. What in the fuck?
You're exactly the way you're supposed to be. $2, $1.99 from Aaron the Nutless Wonder Boy says, where are my jumping jacks? Keep on winning, Toe. Oh, yeah, I do owe a jumping jacks video that I was going to do this weekend. I'll get on that. You'll have your, what is it, 30 jumping jacks? Maybe I'll do it at the gym. That'll be the way to do it. Okay, all caught up on the text and everything else.
Great.
Let's move on to the next thing, shall we?
I guess.
All caught up on Super Chats.
You don't have to announce that you're caught up, and you don't have to announce that you're moving on to the next thing. Pros just do that. Pros just do it. Holy shit.
Done. We're done for today's goal.
Great.
You're putting the cripple on a leash, says Triple N. Yeah, right? Oh, man. Is he censoring? Yeah. Yeah.
Here's how you see Johnny.
Munchichi, Munchichi, oh, so soft and cuddly. With the thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle his little feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy, happy, Munchichi.
I love Munchichi.
Munchichi girl doll and boy doll are each sold separately from Mattel.
Munchichi.
That's what I'm doing. I like Johnny. Run, Johnny. Be free, says McBuster. Sam Show says he's way too high for this shit, man. If you can't understand why Johnny might be high a lot, I don't feel like explaining it to you is going to work.
He has to put up with Aaron. Oh, and the MS.
Oh, man. Sam Show says some people put more energy into you than they put into their own families. Some. Dude, lots of people. And then they get mad when you point it out. And then you just, dude, it's like I whack.
Play a clip of anyone getting mad at you pointing something out. Except Chad. Chad, you can get mad about anything. Play a clip.
The hornet's nest with a bat. Like, just look at the chat after I call out what they do.
What the fuck? Just look at the chat after I call out what they do. You don't make it to that. You ban everyone. You tell your mods to ban everyone.
They just immediately go into cope mode. Like, they just go, you're delusional. You're the... Like, they just literally go, I am rubber. You are glue. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. Like, by all accounts, I had a shitty day yesterday. And, like, you would act like I did it to these people. Oof. Nothing ever makes them happy. Like, I have a shitty day. The buzz for them lasts for, like, 15 minutes. I'm like crack cocaine to these people. The buzz for them lasts 15 minutes. And they're like, no! No, there has to be more! And you guys, and all the normal, sane Steel Toe fans are like, guys, no, this is pretty bad. No! There has to be more! They're all like Jesse Pinkman. They're all like, he can't keep getting away with it. Nobody's getting away with anything.
Chat check. Nobody's getting away with anything. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Guys, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. We're not facing any felony charges. Are you guys good? Are you guys good in the chat? We're going to be fine, guys. Aaron M. Holt just told us we're going to be fine. Yeah, I know that.
You want bad shit to happen. Bad shit's happening.
I know. It's great. What are we fighting about?
You're going to be all right. Why do I have to keep comforting you?
What? What is he talking about?
Why when bad shit happens to me? It's almost like when good shit happens to me, like has been happening for the last few weeks.
The last month has been you in court. And that to you is... Good things have been happening the past few weeks. What's happening? What is happening? Beloved chatter, He hits the goal before his show starts. Jealous? Fuck. Fuck. We have 102 gifted memberships today. Thank you.
You guys, you get depressed. I see that. I understand that.
Play a clip.
But then when actual bad shit happens to me, you don't take your time to enjoy it.
Chat checking the whole way. Oh, jingle bells, check the chat right now. Are they on my side? Are they buying what I throw down?
It. And then you just, like, you go into seethe mode when you should be happy.
Oh, we're doing it wrong, everybody. All right, from the top.
I don't get it.
Who cares?
Coltrane with a dollar says one way to make up the goal is firing Johnny. He will say Aaron did the dead air. Aaron comes back. Johnny's been let go. Oh, boy. Did Melton have any? Oh, I don't know. I don't know if he had any of that. I'm not sure. Oh.
Look how happy he gets. Again, he knows it's not true, but he gets happy at the thought that children got harmed. It's what it really is wild. It really is fucking wild.
Approachable says, so now you're going to say...
Zero people have shoved a cup into Charlotte Imholt's vagina, correct? I just want to make sure. She doesn't even know that exists, right? That meme or whatever it is. So she's fine? Just want to make sure. I just want to make sure that my joke didn't cause any harm. I need to know. I need to know. Is she all right?
Censor Johnny and make him perform with a crutch he has to work around? No. He has to work with the same crutch I do. King Kong Dongs is great. Now Johnny is going to get a bunch of messages from the Spurgs. He knows how to handle it. Wild Saffron.
Where's this meme? Muttering J thinks memes are pictures. Now that's funny.
Says Rumble Chat, Sweetie Pies, YouTube chat, drooling PDF file, and fluffers. Yeah, that's it's a little different.
It was one thing when like his anybody who was against him was a mentally ill person. Now they're pedophiles. Wait, what is it?
It's a little different. Thank you guys very much for knocking out today already. We got a bunch of stuff we can get to. Oh, thank you very much to John with $50. Wow, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. $50 coming in.
He's going to fucking slip off his seat. He's squirting pre-cum out of his prostate ass.
So we're ahead for tonight, as it were. Am I doing it? Yeah, I'll do a show tonight. I was going to kind of ease into it this week, you know, with everything going on. You know? Just kind of maybe not do the last evening show of the week tonight. I don't know. We'll see. I think I'll do it. But
I don't know. How much is it worth?
I don't know. You guys, how about this? You knock it out today. You knock out tonight's and I'll probably skip it. I'll admit that.
If you knock out tonight's goal, I'll skip it. I thought you loved doing your show. You said you really missed it and you loved it. You hated not being able to do it for 4 days. Now you're back. But if you guys give me too much money, I won't do the show tonight. I'm going to admit I'll skip it. So you only do it for the money. You only do it for the money. Huh?
I'm not going to lie to you. For tonight. There we go. And then I'll take a night off. I'll admit that. I'll let you know in advance. Anything you throw at me today, the rest of the day, goes toward not doing a show tonight.
What are we doing? Where are we in the timeline? Anything you throw at me today during the day goes to me not doing a show tonight. What the fuck are we talking about now? He's unironically really now wants money to not do a show? Guys, if you want me to stay off the air, Nova time, okay.
For tonight. There we go.
I'm flabbergasted. Then, I really am flabbergasted. This is insane. This is fucking insane.
I'll take a night off. I'll admit that. I'll let you know in advance. Anything you throw at me today, the rest of the day, goes toward not doing a show tonight. There. It's been a week. I think you can understand. And if, but we do need to make money. We've been taking, we've had to take a lot of days off here.
Look at that. Look again. The tension in his face. This is a chill guy. This is the face he makes before he hits a woman. This is the face he makes before he chokes a bitch out. Imagine seeing that underbite of those teeth coming. Terrifying. He's really an aggressive piece of shit. I mean, wow. Wow. Chat. Check.
To handle our business. So we do. I'm not. I'm always straight with my audience. We need money.
You don't. You've never needed money less. You've never paid out less. You dropped Gino and Kiki. No reducing the goal. You dropped your wife. No reducing the goal. You'll drop Johnny. No reducing the goal. You'll drop Matt. And sorry, more appropriately, they'll all drop you. The goal will never come down, everybody. I mean, I told you this when April left. I told you this. You all thought I was crazy. You're like, nah, he'll do it like down like 50. He won't. He thinks he's smarter than all of us. Why would he do it when he doesn't have to do it? You'll just give him whatever he has. He'll raise it and you'll give it to him. Whew.
We need to knock out our goals, and today's been great. 200, we take tonight off.
200 and we take tonight off.
You ain't getting my money, says LOL. Fucking morons will give you money too. And you will be here to seethe about it. I don't understand why I have to keep making you comfortable. Like, isn't this a good thing we've got going on?
We don't understand why we have to keep making you comfortable. Why do we have to keep paying to keep you in the lifestyle you're accustomed to, even though your wife left? Why does the show cost us the same, even though we get half the people? This is bad.
And here you ain't getting my money. Stop taking shit so seriously.
Why don't you start taking it a little more seriously? You're up against felony charges of a sex crime. Hello?
I'll make money. You'll get to talk about how fucking stupid we all are and how retarded everyone is and how dumb everyone is.
Ah, the red bar business plan.
Hello, exactly.
And then that should make you happy. If that doesn't make you happy, you need to try doing something else unless you want to be miserable. But then stop complaining about being miserable.
What?
Just own it. Say that's what you like doing. And then you and I can keep this fun little Tom and Jerry game we've got going.
It's not a Tom and Jerry game. It's literally like support.
Like, I enjoy the setup I have with my haters. They're the ones that seem to get upset about it all the time.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Put the wrist down.
And everything I give you. JB Gunner TV with $2.
You hate to see it.
Says, I got 3 silver play buttons and current channels with 10K plus subs too. I'll offer my services as co-host if you need one. Oh, I didn't say I needed one.
We're trying to shed bills over here and just pocket more and more money. That's how we do it.
Everyone give me money now so I don't have to beg for it tonight. See, you're paying me not to do a show.
That's wild.
I didn't say I needed a co-host, but thank you.
Oh, wow. Drive-by, 10 gifted memberships. It's great. Thank you, Drive-by. What a nice man. Oh, we already did your beloved chatter thing. Berserker Games. At the gym, these long pauses make me stop what I'm doing to check the Bluetooth and stream connectivity to make sure. I get it. I'm dramatic.
You ain't getting my money, says Aaron. I'm smiling right now. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. You should be.
Jesus, look at it. Your Bluetooth's still connected. I'm zooming. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Don't get so mad about this shit. You're like, morons, you're going to give them money. So what if they do? That means the show stays on longer. You can't live without me. You have fun because of me. I am your entertainment. Why wouldn't you? You should be happy that these quote-unquote morons keep giving money.
Again, we don't need the extra 30. We get the 4 hours for free. Everyone can stop giving money. Everyone can stop giving money. We'll get 4 hours for free.
I'm trying to help you. I always try to help you guys. And you just lose your minds.
Yeah. Why won't you learn? Why won't you just get it, you jerks? Hello?
Patrick, I'm sorry for interrupting, but I need to get something straightened out about this phone in the anus thing at the jailhouse. All he was doing was admitting to his homosexuality. It's not the cum coming out of his ass. He would be splooging everywhere when Nick Ricada snuck up on him in the past.
Got it.
He is a homo. He admitted it just then.
Got it.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Helping us out with the jailhouse lingo. We would have never cracked the code.
McBuster says 19 years in the business and all Melton has is steel toe. His followers are the dumbest marks yet. Probably. I mean, they absolutely are.
Probably and absolutely are. Got it.
Not only that, they're just like so sad. Like the things they do to people.
Like what? Play a clip. Show a proof. Name it. Do anything. The stuff that they're, oh, the things. It's just,
And the way they plot and plan shit.
Like what? 9/11? Guys, was that us? I have to get with my team. What did we plot? What did we plan? Who did we hurt? April or Anne? How did we do it? What did we use? Was it a bomb? Who lit the fuse? I need an answer. I need details. Somebody should answer. Someone should do jail. We need to know, Mubi. Provide us with proof, or else all accusations can just go poof.
Like, they go into Discord and like, what should we do to this person? It's like,
we do?
Like, kill me if I ever become that person, because...
Well, now he wants to be killed.
It's just, it's such a waste of the breath God gave you. It's just, and they don't mind me saying that, by the way. Like, me saying that, they're like, he's the dumb one, you know.
Hold on. If he accuses us of plotting and planning, our comeback is, he's the dumb one, you know. He's the dumb one, you know. Fuck. The good one.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, you be you. That's fine. But if you ever catch me in Discord planning what should we do with this person.
If you ever catch me in Discord planning what should we do with this person. Play a clip. Show a screenshot. Show your show everybody what we did. What are you all talking about? Both Kevin and him have never been on Discord. They're terrified. But they know what's going on there, and it's plotting and planning. We've got maps spread out on the table, a lot of highlighters, always a pot of coffee going.
Sneak up behind me. Like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. Just put me out of my misery.
How would that sound like if it was Joe Pesci commenting?
All right, we got that HOA bust, that HOA asshole busted. Fucking lion. Oh, this, speaking of making people angry. Oh, am I excited about this. Football is back, baby. I'm excited for football to be back. But there are so many people who are still angry. John just said what the warning.
Focus! Do a show!
Said the last shows. Yeah, nobody ever said he couldn't do that. Thank you, Drucker 18-wheeler, for the $2. But there are so many people that are fucking mad about.
Yeah, you already said that.
Taylor Swift being involved with the NFL at all. I'm like the only hardcore football fan, I feel like, who enjoys the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
That's how small his world is. I feel like I'm the only football fan who enjoys Taylor Swift.
Anything I like the fibers. Does Carrie Underwood still do the guys? Dude, I don't care. I want to see it. You got so many of you get so mad about the Taylor Swift thing. I don't understand why. I don't get it. It's harmless. Coltrane says, fuck you, Carrie's hotter. I'm not saying Taylor Swift. People going nuts about Taylor Swift being at the Super Bowl.
Whoa, what a freeze frame. Look at that. Look at that one. Wow. That's gold. Wow. Whoa. Holy shit. Look at that. It gets better. Holy shit. His eyes are rolling back in his head. He just became an e-girl. Fuck. Fuck. Pretty, pretty cool. All right, can we watch the night show? Let's check out the night show. 3,000 views. Wow, he was back to 4,000 views this morning. He had 8 yesterday. He gave everybody nothing, and he halved it today. And then I didn't, his night show that he didn't skip. He made it an hour and 46 minutes, so he didn't even, he got, it was prepaid for. See, this is the problem. Somehow you prepay him, he doesn't even do the 2 hours, much less the overtime, 2.5. I'm telling everybody, you'll get a better show if you stop paying him money. He'll do longer. He won't do shorter. He'll do longer. Everyone needs to recognize this immediately. And like, I know you're like, we want to keep him on. So he keeps, you know, like doing the, like, watch how good it gets. Watch how good it gets if he doesn't make one goal for a week. I'm not even fucking with you. Like, you want the best, funniest Aaron? Watch what happens. All right, remember, I'm cutting live on air today if we reach the goal.
welcome. Good evening.
Discord.gg/NLO. We'll be talking about what to do to this guy.
Oh, boy, what a day. My tits are bad, man. I got to get back in the gym. Sorry, I've been a bit busy. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to smile. I'm not supposed to laugh. I apologize. You know, it has been amazing how supportive people have been and how right on a lot of people are about shit.
So right at the start of his show, he pops in a lozenge. What's happening?
It's amazing. Look, man, I mean...
So again, he has to come on and let everybody know that most people have been really supportive about him sending sexual images of a woman without her permission. Most people are pretty cool with that. There's one tart who has a problem with it. Kayla, I think is her name.
The intelligence of people and their ability to kind of see bullshit, I kind of appreciate that. But there were a couple people this morning. We had a great show this morning. It was a lot of fun.
Probably one of the best and funnest shows ever. It was so much fun, I wanted to not do tonight's show.
We had a great time. Talked about a lot of stuff. Hung out with the audience. Got caught up.
Dude.
Knocked out this morning's goal and knocked out...
We learned what HOAs were.
Tonight's as well. So I think we're what? It's... And some of tomorrow. So 300 for tomorrow. And that's where we're at. Aaron's big...
So hold on. If he ever reaches the goal... Then we just do a show trying to get tomorrow's goal? Is that what's happening? Like, there will always be a goal, whether it's today's or tomorrow's, is up to you.
Black cellmate with $2. I'm glad you came back. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's just not accurate. That's just not true. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Just crazy place, the internet. Crazy.
It's not a place. It's just part of the world. It's just part of the world. The internet, that's a crazy place. We don't go in that room. What?
Fucking place. But I will say this. Got some...
He can't stop loading his mouth up with Werther's Originals. What's going on? He just can't stop eating hard candies over and over and over again.
Got some good news today, but look.
Why not do Kevin Brennan and this guy, the two best broadcasters, funniest guys on the planet, huh? Huh?
Let's not talk about any of that. I'll tell you why. I am very confident in... The hands that this, that everything going on, that the hands it's in, I'm very confident.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very happy about the hands that it's in.
That's what she said.
And I also feel, not feel, I'm watching in real time. If I just don't say anything, everything else just goes, fuck, just falls apart. Like, if I don't say anything, everyone else just flies off the fucking handle. Everyone else.
Play! A clip.
Like, silence drives people insane. It really does. And I don't mind it.
Check, check.
That's kind of what I've come to realize, is that if you're quiet...
He's learning a lot about himself in his late 30s this year.
To be fair, I too play 9/11s.
Wow. Season Ace is making people angry, makes him happy. Really? That's messed up. That's messed up.
1, 2, Velcro my shoe.
3, 4, I'm a whore.
5, 6, my syphilitic dick.
7, 8, tasted great. 9, 10, the toe wins again.
I too sucked Rikita's dick.
Everyone else goes crazy. And you sit there and go, doing great. Things are getting back to normal over here. I am late. I do apologize. I did say this morning that I might be late. Went and hung out with the kids after school.
Totally.
Took them swimming.
Supervised visits only. I'm not allowed to share any more pictures of cup holder.
There, I was not going to rush it back home. I was down in the metro today.
Not allowed to drive.
Hanging out with them at my parents' house, and
whoa! Is he not allowed to be with his children unsupervised? I mean, actually, it would have come up in the conditions. Maybe it's Ashley. Maybe Ashley is like, you're not getting the kids. You're a fucking creep.
Things are getting back to normal over here.
Except for the, I do have to still go face the felony.
I am late. I do apologize. I did say this morning that I might be late. You know, went and hung out with the kids after school, took them swimming, had dinner together. I was not going to rush it back home. I was down in the metro today, hanging out with them at my parents' house. And
holy shit. Yeah, Ashley probably. Oh, no.
And I was, it's just a shorter drive for them.
Uh-huh. It's just easier for them. I thought they had to meet at the police station to exchange the children. I thought that was stipulated in their child support agreement. Shared custody agreement.
If that makes sense, then
they're not allowed to sleep over.
Bringing them back up here. So I got to go swimming at grandma and grandpa's.
Yeah, no, you look chill about it. This feels normal. This definitely feels like a win for the children.
Sense than bringing them back up here. So I got to go swimming.
Now, these kids come over to his house every day after school, but it doesn't make sense all of a sudden for them to come back up to the
grandma and grandpa's. And I will say that no offense to any of you.
Oh, no.
And no offense to the people who hate my guts and live on the internet. I wasn't going to cut my time short with them for you. We had a great show today. We had a fun time. I was excited about it. Got to show you guys my...
Was?
Karaoke from the state fair. So if I was late for tonight's show, I was late for tonight's show. We'll go until 9 o'clock tonight. We'll do about an hour 40, hour and a half. I've got to get tomorrow morning's show ready. Like I said, I spent the day with the kids after school. So I didn't get a show ready for tomorrow morning. And really, what I want to talk about tonight is that Mike Zimmer stuff, that interview he did.
We've been waiting. We've been waiting for your take. I wonder how, look, these always could backfire on me when I do this impromptu. I wonder how it's going on Twitter with the new style. Let's see what the real Towboys think, huh? Mink? Oh. He hasn't tweeted since August 28th. Is he just going to abandon this platform? Okay, well, why would you abandon your throngs of fans on a platform like that? Oh, no. That's Aaron Imholt X. That's the search. Oh, no. That ain't good.
But it's, I mean, I haven't had a chance to discuss it. Like I said, I've been a little busy. I'm a little distracted. I got no time to prep a show for tonight. So I'll be honest with you. I'm doing tonight's show because I feel like I should.
Oh, look, he's got Celsius again after coming on Thursday and being like, this is the last one. No more Celsius unless... By chance, the gas station orders more?
Hey, Aaron, buddy. I run a support group with a doctor for men with breasts. We would love you to invite you to our monthly meetings.
I'm doing tonight's show because you guys knocked out the goal this morning. I appreciate that. If you want to contribute towards tomorrow,
you're allowed. You know what? Just this once, I'll allow it.
I appreciate that, too. That's great. I can't promise you the most well-prepared professional show there is.
We won't notice. You fucking idiot. You never prep anything, you loser.
But we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time, man.
I won't do my whole 2 hours, but you won't notice because you're simps.
Were you late because Melton was in the bushes stalking the kids again?
I wish little Louie had a bloody asshole from Melton. That'd make my life a lot easier, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Plus, he's so retarded, he probably wouldn't even know what was going on. So, yeah. When you say that, like, actually, there's a moment inside of me that goes, would I allow my children to be sodomized by another fat podcaster? Yeah, that'd make my life a lot easier to get a lot of heat off of me. You think he'll do it? You think he'll slip up and do it? Look at him. He wants
another win for the toe.
He wants.
My creepy mugshot needs to be on shirts, coffee mugs, posters. Come on, guys. We're about $100,000 away from the goal.
He would definitely throw his kids under the bus to make him look better.
It's some weird shit there.
There isn't. There isn't. I implore everyone to spend the rest of their life looking and let me know.
People keep sending me weird shit about that.
Show it! I've never seen anyone who just constantly accuses somebody of something and never shows it. Show it. Show it. Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff coming in. We can barely parse all the data over here. Show any of it. Holy shit. Watch how fast everyone turns on me. Can you imagine me being this cocky and meanwhile I just have throngs of little boys from Ecuador locked up beneath me? Are you out of your mind? What the fuck? Are you late because they were fucking your children? I keep getting a lot of stuff.
I personally think I should just stay the fuck out of it. I mean,
nah, keep bringing it up. Keep bringing it up.
Really? Based on the stuff I'm seeing, I'm going to stay the fuck out of it.
What is he seeing? Oh, no.
Learned my lesson about trying to do the right thing or anything.
I've learned my lesson about trying to do the right thing. The next time I see a kid getting butt fucked in an alley, I'm turning the other way. I didn't see shit. I've learned my lesson about doing the right thing. The last time I'll try to help children, unless there's a mass shooting I can scream about tomorrow morning, and there will be. Spoiler alert, he screamed a lot about the kids again.
Thing like that, fuck all of these people. Fuck them all, really.
He's so fucking hurt, man. I mean, you're all right. He's really breaking. He's really fucking snapping now. The desperation's getting wild. Like, again, he wants children to be harmed to make me look bad.
Best of luck. Hope you all do well. You all take this shit way too fucking seriously.
You talk about it for hours on end. We've all moved on.
To be honest, some of you act like it's between, you know, it's exists between your standing and dying. And I'm never going to change your mind on that. You've made that clear. So I got to just let you, you know, if you're like that, if you're not like that, I'm not talking about you. But if you're like that, I just got to let you do that. And that's your thing. Let's go to, I'm seeing some, oh,
JB Gunner TV says, once you hang around the blacks, punctuality goes out the window. That's not what happened. How do you explain me hanging out with my children after school today? How do you explain that? I ask you. Citizen M, relax. Nothing got destroyed. God, man, you are losing your mind.
Unless you're on my side, then you're a cool guy.
Do what you gotta do, Citizen M. I have children. I have a family. I'm trying to get out of the...
This guy just told all of us that we take it too seriously. I never stop laughing. I never stop laughing at all this. My cheeks hurt this morning. Just hanging out in the chat with you guys, rebroadcasting Steel Tower. I never stop laughing. This life is awesome. This timeline is the best. He just told us we all take this way too seriously. He's losing his... Watch him yell at a guy nobody even knows his real name. Citizen M, is it? Watch him lose his fucking shit.
Let's go to... I'm seeing some... Oh.
See? When he sees something he likes... What an idiot. And then when he sees something he doesn't like, Citizen M, you're fucking, you piece of... It's like, what if we leveled you out, bro? What if we got you something to just keep you right in the middle so you stop high-lowing it all the time? What the fuck? That comment makes somebody I don't like look stupid. Citizen M, stop that comment. Stop that comment. Yeah, I know who Citizen M2 is. I pay him. He's done some editing for me. I've sent him money, but I would never dox a man. The point is, like, Aaron's an idiot. Aaron's just yelling at screen names.
JB Gunner TV says, once you hang around the blacks, punctuality goes out.
Watch how fast he turns from happy to pissed.
Window. That's not what happened. How do you explain me hanging out with my children after school today? How do you explain that? I am.
Visitation, supervised, with Ashley and your parents at a location. They come to his house every day after school. Now, it's too far?
Ask him.
You know why it's also too far? April used to do it. April used to do it all. Dude, like, now I have to do a show and, like, drive? Ugh. That's why we paid April truck payment. Because she would go pick up the kids. That was a company truck. Again, like, why are we still paying all that?
Citizen M, relax.
Ooh. Don't do it.
Nothing got destroyed. God, man, you are losing your mind.
Yeah, Citizen M. You're losing your mind, Citizen M.
Do what you gotta do, Citizen M. I have children. I have a family. I'm trying to get out of the mud and muck of the shit you're trying to do. If that's what you want to do, great. I do a show. All right? You've got to take this easy, bud. I'm not saying this because I'm upset or anything like that. I feel like I have to talk to Citizen M like he's one of my children. I just watch you go through these emotions, and I hear about you crying in people's Discords and shit. I gotta tell you, buddy, stop it.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Stop looking at us like we're your friends. Stop looking at us like we're your allies or this is World War II.
Is that how you've been looking at me? Stop looking at me like one of your French girls.
Or anything like that. This is a show.
Boy, is it.
Everything else you watch is a show, buddy. Don't go down this route. I'm watching people that I used to care about go down this route.
Holy shit.
And they're killing themselves. I'm literally watching them like I'm Rowdy Roddy Piper taking off the sunglasses and they live and they're turning into the alien creatures. It's nasty.
Is that true? Is he like Rowdy Roddy alien? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Nothing.
All right.
It's disgusting. And Citizen M, from what I understand, you're a very young guy. Turn it around, bud.
How young a guy are you, Citizen M? How young a boy are you?
Stop it. Like, you're just getting too wrapped up in this stuff, and it's going to become your whole life, and it's going to lead to a lot of, like, antisocial problems in the real world.
Yeah. Sooner or later, Citizen M, you're going to look around and find yourself completely alone. April? Charlotte? Louis? Gooey? It's a sad way to live, man. Johnny? Matt? Gino? Keek? Keek? Yeah. Turn it around, dog. Turn it around.
And I don't, like, dude, I got too wrapped up in the internet for, like.
This is a guy who said nothing and he keeps calling back. Hello?
Hey, did you see that he changed to a 12 right in the back history?
No, but, I mean, what are we going to do? He changed his streak to a 12. Oh, he lies?
Like, less than a year. Maybe a year. And, like, look what it did to my life.
Made it fucking rule, dude?
Being involved with fucking lunatics.
You can't say that.
Turn it around, bud. If nothing else. He says, sorry, my bad. Well, there you go. We fixed it. Perfect.
Faster than a BetterHelp app, you've been cured.
King Kong Dong says, that's fine. We're here for you, boss. I know it doesn't matter, but keep quiet and let them bury themselves. Yeah. Just stay away from it. It's all toxic.
All of it.
Kevin Soundboard says, welcome back, Aaron. Glad your stay in jail was nice. People, yeah, I know Steel Toe haters got mad at that, too. They said I was too happy about the jail thing. I was dreading it. I was really not looking forward to it, and everyone was super nice, and I passed the time really easily, and it was a very official kind of process, and
again, ask yourself this, readers. If you read, if you're a guy who reads books, if you're a girl who reads books, ask yourself this. How you could read 150 pages of a good book and then not be interested in the ending of that book. Fiction. He's like, it was a great book. I read it. It was 150 pages. It was a really good book. You'd immediately, if you're a reader, you'd immediately go home and order that book. He'll never, ever, ever look it up or think about that book again. He's such a liar.
I mean... I'm sorry.
Or you'd go, like, it was a shitty book. It wasn't that interesting, but it was something there, so I read it. But he's like, no, this book was awesome. Oh. He's a quitter. Okay.
It wasn't as horrifying and awful and terrible as I thought it was going to be.
There was almost no rape. Just the tip amount of rape, really.
How dare you?
I got some stories out of it. I'm sorry. Like, people, again, this terminally online thing. Huh. People have this way that they demand you act. And when you're being honest and you're being real and you don't act that way, they get mad at you and then they want to make you own their feelings for it.
Is there anyone who makes a fist more and pounds his desk than Aaron Immelt?
It's a big room, guys. It's a big room. I can't take care of you. You have to take care of you.
By the way, that room is not a big room.
Stay away, Aaron, and they'll bury themselves in the hog shit they're in.
That is what's happening. That is what's happening.
Yeah.
I keep getting HROs and felony charges and complaints and having to go to court. Again, three counties. He has issues in court. A listener goes, dude, just keep maintaining and let them bury themselves. He goes, yeah. Yeah, that is what's happening. Wow. Wow. He crazy. He full Nanerpuss.
You can call me Nanerpuss, Nanerpuss. And guess what? I love Nanerpuss. You can call me Nanerpuss, Nanerpuss. And guess what? I love Nanerpuss.
I think so. Citizen M, or Atomic Ray says, Citizen M, look at Mersh. You're on the same interstate. Triple N says, terminally online syndrome. We all have it to some extent. No, you know, I don't. Well, you know what? To some extent.
As he's on his phone. The guy who's like constantly on his phone while live streaming and got in trouble, a felony charge for sending nude photos from a secret encrypted app, is giving us lessons about how dangerous it can be to be involved in the online world. Focus, everybody. Put down your Wordles.
Is probably accurate to some extent. I think you can be, not terminally online, but online syndrome.
What? Now he's making fun of my OS?
Maybe. But honestly, you can like choose to not be. It's actually really easy.
Remarkably so.
To choose to not be on there all the time and take it so seriously.
Hey, are you on there right now?
Las Tejas.
Be online.
Says Aaron was upset he didn't get group shower time next time, sport. I know, I wasn't there long enough. God damn it.
There would have been cum everywhere.
Cocktiv says, go outside. Maybe you'll meet another human. It's wild out there. I meet them all the time.
Yeah, my neighbor's wife wants to fuck.
Atomic Ray says, you didn't scrape Steel Toe Morning Show into the wall of your cell. That's fine. You'll be back. I hope not. I don't think so.
A Burner says, member for 6 months, 6 month membership on my sock account. Being an Onion fan is expensive. Brooklyn Pencil giving a membership. I still don't know how to say whatever that name is, and now it's too far gone. You'll never teach me.
JB Gunner TV says online people think everyone is going to be as triggered as they are.
What's that in your mouth? A snack dick?
Not everyone is as autistic and retarded. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Unhinges jaw, checks chat.
I watch people seethe about me.
You do? That's fucking weird. You watch people seethe about you?
And then tell me I'm seething. And I'm like, you're writing in all caps and screaming at me.
Who is he always looking at?
Because I didn't react to something the way you wanted me to. And I'm stark raving calm, and you're shouting at me that I'm seething. I don't understand it. I thought this was all just fun and games. Patty B-Cake says, was it scary being in a jail cell? I would be freaked out. Did you expect it? Did you expect to be in a cell? Yeah, I expected to. Was it scary? All the guards.
Most of the other people were scared, but I wasn't. I was handing out apple juice and blankets. Silence too good. I'm just really upset that Aaron was too happy in jail. It's making me cope and seethe. Anyway, gonna go punish my kids now. Cheerio. Thank you, man. Take care of those kids.
Guards and everything were really nice. They were bringing me books, you know, like I'm sure they would anybody else, but like I read.
No, just the whites.
I lied down. I took a nap. I read some more. Thought about some songs. Thought about the Vikings.
Thought about some songs. Well, everything's gonna be all right when you get out of jail. Soon you'll be doing a show and back to the hell. Oh, club begging for the gold every fucking day. Aaron is in his own fucking way. Two HROs, there's women all over town who are pissed.
Talked to some guards again, read the book.
I thought about songs, had some sherbet, masturbated in the corner.
Took another nap, and then I went home. And
I took two naps.
In between there, there was like a, I sat down for 4 minutes for a court thing real quick. That was about it. King Kong Dong says, when will you internet tards learn Aaron doesn't think about us outside the show? The OG audience and Aaron have a thing in common. We've got life outside the internet.
Yeah, that is Aaron. It seems like none of what he gets up to outside of the show is related to the show at all, except for who he hangs out with, what he does, how it affects his life, how it affects his relationships, how it affects his friendships, how it affects the 10th anniversary show, how it affects his future at Leighton Broadcasting. Other than that, like, they're two totally separate things.
That's pretty accurate. Kevin Soundboard says, I don't get the hate.
I mean, you do.
He is clearly more fucked up than anyone else. You may have made bad decisions, but at least you're not in denial. Look, man, all my mistakes are in the past. All my stuff is in the past.
No, September 19th is your felony charge hearing.
And, there's even stuff I didn't do that's in the past.
How would that work? How is something that doesn't exist somewhere? What a rapscallion. There's things that I didn't do that are in my past. How can things that don't exist be somewhere?
I mean, we're moving forward.
There are even drugs I don't have in my toilet tank right now. What?
Church Builder says, first pages read in decades. You know what? I haven't read a book in a long time, and now I kind of want to.
Where would you start? I haven't read a book in a long time, and now I kind of want to. Holy shit.
Triple N, no, that wasn't a no-no reference. That person is not a no-no reference. I still just don't want to give it the breath, you know? But that's not a no-no.
Glad we're clear on it.
You did a good job skipping the... No, as far as first pages read in decades, it made me want to read more.
Well, last week you wanted to get a new camera, and we all know how that worked out. So, everybody want to get their bets in on whether or not he starts reading? No? No.
I got like 105 pages in a couple hours.
It's a pretty high score. So, we'll see if the next inmate can beat me, and then maybe I'll go to state.
You can breeze through a whole book then in that case in a day.
Yeah. Yeah, you can read a book in a day. Is this guy all right?
If you wanted to. You did a good job skipping the apple juice. You would still be shitting everywhere. Good call. Yeah, I didn't go to the bathroom in jail. That was a big thing for me. I didn't want to go to the bathroom there.
I've heard horrible things.
Buffalo Jockey says, you pointing out how nice the jail guards were to you is one of the whitest things you've ever said. I mean, I thought about it. I thought about it. Elza Belza says, what type of books? Romance novels? No. Packer Backer, that's all horseshit. romance novels. No, it was David Baldacci.
Give us a summary.
And the song was called Our...
The song was called... Uh-oh. You mean the book? He has a real tough time with media. That's why we need real media player.
H-O-U-R, Our Game is what it was called. It was a serial killer detective book. It's actually pretty good. And now I've got people in my DMs being like, oh yeah, my relative loves David Baldacci books. Read this one. It's really good. And blah, blah. I'm getting fucking, I'm going to be joining a book club. The end of this week. Taste Fairy Ialto says, would have been funny if the guards gave him Proverbs to read. Oh. JB Gunner TV says, he was reading Danielle Steele and thinking of Post Malone. Little Gayer, I was reading David Baldacci, and I was thinking about A Little Dive Bar in Dahlonega by Ashley McBride. But that. Deutsch Chad says,
Nick reads Baldacci. Look. He said the guard brought him two books by Baldacci. Did he pick two books by Baldacci, or is that what the guard brought? Here's a little variety. Two books by the same author. I don't believe that for a minute. Tony, thanks for the $5. Prison Aaron has somehow become the most insufferable of all movies. I mean, it's all just horseshit, right?
Says, this is internet entertainment. It shouldn't interfere with everyday life, especially the Seethers. It's kind of what I think.
I know. That's what I've been telling everybody. Everybody listens except the judge. The judge keeps going like, yeah, what does them seething have to do with your felony charges or the fact that you abused your wife physically? Your Honor, I kick them out of my chat and then they seethe. Sir, did you hit your wife?
Anonolas says Theo Vaughn has an interview with Post Malone. That would be a good interview to listen to. And Citizen M, I agree with you 100%.
Is this a fake Citizen M and a real one? And I don't even know what he's answering to, but I love that, like, there's one that sucks up to him and one that hates him. I don't even know which one's the real one. Who cares? But, like, I love the dichotomy of him, like, everything the one he says is on point. Everything the one who likes him says is on point. I agree completely, Citizen M. You get it. Citizen M, you're fucking mentally ill.
King Kong Dong says, I still wish you Tropic Thundered RDJ and went into jail in blackface. I don't think they would have allowed it.
He loves shoving cylindrical objects in his throat.
Plus, you don't really see anybody. You don't see anybody when you're in there. You just kind of, they brought me to my own spot.
Yep, that's how it works everywhere, all the time.
I was in there with a guy who had a DUI for a little bit in the holding cell, and then probably within 15, 20 minutes, I had my own.
As soon as he came, I was allowed to leave the cell.
Own spot, so. JB Gunner TV says, it warms my heart to hear you talk about Dahlonega so nicely today. Look, man, I don't know anything about Dahlonega.
Dahlonega.
I just know that it's in a song I like, and I know that I had to edit it out of YouTube today. I was doing a really good job keeping her monetization friendly. Except for playing A Little Dive Bar in Dahlonega by Ashley McBride. Totally worth it, by the way, to go in there and mute it. Or not, they don't mute it anymore. You trim it out.
No, you can do either.
Is what you do.
Nah.
Jay Caesar with $10 says, certainly best to move on to more enjoyable things. Yeah, look, man, and I see Sean in the chat. I loved Sean's coverage. I do watch, like, I don't watch anything about myself unless Sean's doing it. I find Sean very enjoyable, his analysis and everything.
I don't watch anything about myself.
And I find it to be really fair. There's actually a clip of him that I shared with a certain person. He said, thank you. This is great. You know, I don't want to say blah. Just he was appreciative of it, and he agreed with the take as well, and he had a few other things to add to it. But
so Aaron gave a video of a lawyer's take to his lawyer. Sounds like they really have their case sewn up. Aaron's literally like bringing him Chat GPT recommendations. Hey, I generated these last night. Do you think they'll help with the case? Yeah, I'll put it in the file. But again, you did do it live on the air. If only there were no video evidence or thousands of witnesses, possibly this would have worked.
I'm paying someone an exorbitant amount of money to handle these things. And I am very confident in the work they've already done.
See if you can see if he believes it.
He agreed with the take as well, and he had a few other things to add to it. But I'm paying someone an exorbitant amount of money to handle these things. And I am very confident in the work they've already done.
My grandmother used to act like that. Puh, 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 puh. Let's see if he's confident. Oh, no. I didn't know you could flatten your face out like that. You think Slam Pig comes on his face? What is he looking at?
Confident in the work. They've already done.
Whoa.
Done. So I don't need to try anything here. You know, I don't really see the need. So like when it comes to moving on to more enjoyable things, that's all I can do.
The boat, the state fair, and visiting with my children at my parents' house. The way God intended. Who's not allowed to be around kids? Fucking A.
Kids are stupid.
You know? Do we do the serenity prayer now? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change.
Wow, he knows the serenity prayer. Wow, he really knows.
Change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, I hung out with my kids after school today. We went swimming. We had dinner. I came back up here. I'm doing a show a little late. We're a little loosey-goosey tonight. I understand that, but that's what makes me happy. That's what makes me enjoy my life, and I'm going to enjoy my life. I've been in bad, dark places in my life over the course of my life, and I don't ever want to go back to those dark places, so I will accept the things I cannot change, and I will enjoy the things that I enjoy and the people I enjoy. Thank you for the $10, Jay. Los Federales with $2 says, what happened to my wrench? I don't know. I think I'm the only one who can remove wrenches, aren't I? There you go, Los Federales. Julius Presley with $5. Is your legal situation a government conspiracy to silence you because you talk about five dancing Israelis? This is what I figure. I figure the less I say, the more the person I'm paying, the more my attorney can focus on his fucking job. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about this shit.
Oh.
He's the professional. He knows how to do this. He's the man. Let him do his job. Let him do his work. That's what you should do.
Why didn't you do that
Aaron
5 months
with
ago?
Aaron Cartman with 199 says Fox's story was funny, made you sound like Cartman. Yeah, I know that someone was behind that. And I also know that they called me for comment while I was in jail. And then ran with it anyway. I thought it was a little unprofessional. And I also know that somebody's...
Look, I just illegally sent a woman's nude sexual images. to somebody unsolicited and without consent. And then Fox 9 just ran with it. They called to ask my side of it. And then just ran with it. Again, I did it, but they just ran with it.
Working behind that. I also saw the journalist working on it deleted a shitload of tweets because it looked a little biased. But I kind of knew that before they ever ran a story about me when they omitted certain things from their coverage of other stuff. So I don't really think too highly of
it. So hold on. Earlier you watched a Fox News story of a guy with a water cooler giving out stuff and his HOA getting mad. That is your whole show. Like, that is your show prep. So, like, now all these places are horseshit, but they're the fundamental cornerstone of your entire show? Is playing these little bullshit news outlets stories?
Kat Bellinger with a dollar. Thank you very much. Potentially criminal. There's Sean. He says, where do I send the bill for my Stoney's live reads? I have to say, I fucking love Sean's Stoney's live reads. I think they're great. And he knows more about the promotions and the shit that Cheetos is running than I do before I know about them. Cheetos is going to end up fucking hiring Sean and dumping me because of the potentially criminal live reads. I'm not kidding. And I don't like it either. Thank you guys very much. You guys are already into tomorrow. I appreciate that. The details are in the chat. There you go. I do want to talk about this Mike Zimmer thing tonight. I'm very excited about the Vikings. Like I said, there was only one thing that kind of bummed me out about the jail experience.
Oh, boy.
And that is that nobody, I thought maybe if I was nice enough, one of the guards would come by and talk some Vikings with me. I got really fucking excited for the Vikings season while I was in there. But what do you do?
He's brought this up like three times. He's really mad nobody came and talked Vikings with him.
The first night's the toughest, no doubt about it. They march you in naked as the day you were born, skin burning and half blind from that delousing shit they throw on you. And when the bars slam shut, that's when you know the shit's real.
Fresh fish. Wow. Shawshank, huh? He really thinks the guards like know him. He's like, I thought they'd come give me shit, you know, and shoot the shit with the old toe.
That was the one thing missing was some Vikings talk. Honestly.
Yeah, everything else was there. The felony charges, the flipping attitude. The one thing missing from my felony jail experience was Viking talk.
It felt good to not have my phone for that long. And then as soon as you power that fucker up,
second time he's telling this story. I got out of jail and I had messages, guys, huh?
Notification after notification.
Again, if I turned my phone off and went to the bathroom and came back and turned it on, it would buzz. What's your point? He's bragging about how many notifications he had while he was in jail for 38 minutes.
We really did. I'm getting old. I'm not even 40, but I'm getting old. The 90s were better, man.
What in the fuck?
The 90s were better. We could kind of communicate with each other. It was like the infancy of cell phones.
You could beat women. There wouldn't be all this evidence.
But we weren't all constantly connected.
What is happening to him? Like, these are like a dying man's thoughts. They're just like random ideas and thoughts and mutterings.
You know, you had a dial-up internet, so if you wanted to go to a website, it would take forever to load. So you got one. And for me, it was WCWWrestling.com. You check up on what Goldberg's doing, and you fuck off and go back to middle school. Or elementary school, I guess, at that point. 98, I was, what, 11? Go back to fifth grade and play with your friends.
By the way, if you want to hear a podcast I did with Goldberg, a.k.a. Colt Cabana, and it's on The Overdose. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Caught up with him in Edinburgh, Scotland. He used to do a show over there where they watch funny wrestling clips live with an audience and stuff. All on The Overdose. Great way to support the show. Thank you.
Go play Foursquare like a pimp. Annoyed Wawa supervisor
Says, I think you still have the brain texture of Ludafisk, but thank you for realizing idiots will say shit. You don't have to be the one all the time. Thank you, buddy. Dr. Ron.
This guy get this. What is it?
No, says, Sean is the one true law pope. Can we treat that goddamn pope title like it's the Sonichu medallion, though? Don't put that on Sean. Sean is the law kaiser.
All these people, like, really believe in this medallion and, you know, like, if we wish hard enough.
He looks like he'd be a Kaiser or a czar. He'd be the law czar. I think the title of law pope should be vacant because it does seem to be a curse. Biko Cat says, plus he does great Stoney's drops. No, he does the best Stoney's drops. He does a great job. Annoyed Wawa Supervisor says, Sean appears to hoard Grater's ice cream in his garage, but he does also appear to be a competent litigator. Neither of those things sound like negatives. Neither of that sounded like you were trying to say something backhanded and something nice. I would love to be both of those things.
I would love to be backhanded and nice. That'd be very cool. Rocky Palboa, thank you for joining up. Shitbird Militia, 4 months. This dipshit is like a stretched out marshmallow. Thanks for the schadenfreude. Can't wait for Hackamania 2. Easy 123 member for 13 months. Didn't Mubi get a new phone and PC since April left? What else is he hiding? Oh, the hard drive. Splurge for the 500 gig.
Oh, now holds hands with the Negroes and repeats, God is good.
Imagine going into a store and buying a 500 gig hard drive in 2024. He did.
Time. I don't understand. Atomic Ray says, breaking. The DUI guy you gave the apple juice in jail, he died of cyanide poisoning. You always have the upper toe. He's not dead. I'm sure he's fine.
You find the biggest guy in your cell block, and you give him your apple juice day one.
Oh. No,
Does apple juice mean my asshole, Dad? You get it, boy.
Football talk, are you sure you were in a men's jail? I don't know. I didn't check. I did see somebody in there, though, with tits and a beard. So at the times, they are a-changing.
I remember last time I went to jail.
I suppose.
What's he talking about?
Aaron Helke says Aaron converted to Islam. I have not converted to Islam. I did not.
These are like throwaway chat lines. Anyone else would let these chat lines like just go by with nothing? Aaron has to go. Aaron's got to do the thing where he's like, Aaron converted to Islam. No, I did not convert to Islam. Helgi. Guys, I didn't convert to Islam. This stinker. And then it eats up like 30 minutes of a show. But it's like, why are you reading every little stupid comment?
I did not. Samuel Warner says, you're not an addict and you have agency over yourself. Somebody else did this to you.
Again, why are you reading all this?
Thank you, buddy. I can't say my charges are dropped, though. Not yet. Sandy with $5 says,
he thinks they're going to get dropped. He's watched everybody else petition to get their charges dropped, and none of them had worked, but he thinks his will work because he's special. Aaron gets away with everything.
The drama stayed for the toe. Still here for the toe. Oh, that's very nice, Sandy. Thank you for the $5. Like I said, you guys aren't donating for tonight. This is all going towards tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we care. We actually give a fuck and trust you to put it in the right bucket.
You guys are what, 270 away? You're doing great. Thanks.
You're 270 away from tomorrow, you clowns.
Thank you very much for all of your support. I will try to keep up with everything, whether it's PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo, and all that. We are going to... Oh, my neighbor's very excited. His illegal sports streaming website is back up and running. He's very happy about it.
Thanks for blowing up his spot, I guess? What the fuck?
I just got a text that he's very thrilled.
So he just reads texts he gets during the middle of his show.
There, I mean,
about other people committing crimes.
There was a site that he went to that streamed a lot of sports. You know, he's a big Bucks fan, so he was able to watch the Bucks.
Tampa Bay or Milwaukee?
And
no, I'm just kidding. I know.
They got rid of it. They said it got seized. It got seized and shut down by the government.
Look at him. So now he's looking up the website on his phone and typing it into his browser. This is his show. This is what he would do if he went back to radio. Again, he, like, the guy can't put his phone down. Rarely do I pick up my phone during a show. He can't leave it alone. Just like an old boomer. Again, he has all these boomer. I'm not even a boomer. Today he had a sick burn to me. He said I was approaching 50. It's like, fuck. I'm aging?
And he was really pissed about it, but apparently it came back. So he's... I didn't say the thing's name, did I?
I don't know. Why don't you put your stuff down and be more aware of what's happening? He has no situational awareness. He has no running train of thought about what he said or what he's going to say. He's just a cool guy texting his neighbor, and you've already paid him for today, so why would he try or give a fuck or be professional?
Oh, shit, I hope I didn't. I don't want to fuck it up for him. But yeah, he's got his sports streaming website back, so he's thrilled. I just got a text about that.
Yeah, we heard. I just got a text from my neighbor. He's got his sports streaming website back. He's pretty excited about that. He's got his sports website streaming site back. I just got a text about it. I put it up here. Let me see here if it's up here. Oh, no, I didn't say the name of it, did I? I don't want to ruin it for him or cause any kind of trouble. Anyway, he's excited about that. He's got his sports streaming website back. I just got a text about it. I just got it.
Sean is the law furor.
Was that a segment?
As Anon, alas. That's good, too. I like Law Fear. Yeah, Dr. Rondo likes Law Fearer, too. We got to come up with a title for Sean, though, because he is the best. He's one of those guys who, like...
sees everything my way, and I love him.
Dr. Michio Kaku, for example, explains...
What in the fuck?
It explains theoretical physics to a guy like me so I can understand. Like... Neil deGrasse Tyson will start to explain it, and I'll go, you said the word drome too much. I didn't like it. And Dr. Kaku will sit there, and he'll go, you know when there are cookie people on a table? And I'm like, that's my intelligence level. Yeah, fuck yes. Cookie people. I'm right there with you, Doc.
Can maybe kitchen sink cookie people?
Hit me with some knowledge.
Can they be hash brown people?
Well, the cookie people on top of a table are two-dimensional. All right, two-dimensional is cookie people on a table. Good. If you would have used frogs, that would have fucked me up because I would have been like, are they hopping? Are they sitting still? Cookie people I get. But then if it were four dimensions, you would add this and that. I'm like, now I get four-dimensional shit.
Aaron, you've never met Michio Kaku. You listen to Opie and Anthony. So you didn't, and then I'm like, great, I understand cookie. And then he's like, this didn't happen. You were alone in a room, just like you are now, listening to your heroes. And now you're inserting yourself into a conversation that not only took place in the past, but you wouldn't have been invited to if it was in the present. He's doing the Jim Norton Michio bit. It's like, dude, it's so pathetic. And this is about what? What is this about? This lawyer that sucks his ass? Again, I don't even know this guy. I'm sure he's a great guy, except for the fact that he misses everything. But let me guess. He sides with Aaron and doesn't see anything wrong with Aaron. And That's why Aaron loves him?
Because of the cookie people. If you would have explained it to me like I was an adult, I would have fucked it up. But you explained it to me like I was a retarded manatee, and then I got it. That's why I like Dr. Kaku. That's why I like Sean and potentially Criminal. I like Sean because Sean breaks things down like I'm a fucking infantile retard. And I am an infantile retard. So when he goes, well, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing. And the reason it's a bad thing is because, well, think about it this way. I'm like, thank you, Sean. I get good and bad. When you start saying the word litigate, I get nervous.
Why? You don't even remember getting any photos from Kayla ever. Remember?
But when you go, naughty, bad, here's a Stoney's read. I go, this guy I can follow. So thank you. You are a voice for the legally illiterate. If that it, meant to be a compliment. Annoyed Wawa supervisor says, for fuck's sake, I just complimented you. Do you really want a piracy charge on top of your... Come on, Imholt. I don't know. Now your neighbor is going to get raided. No, he's not doing anything illegal by watching it. They're doing something illegal by providing it. I don't know. JB Gunner.
Flatbush Tommy, thank you for joining. Appreciate that.
TV says, so Sean acquires the ladyboys and Aaron moves the merchandise. None of this is true. None of this is true. Cheeseburger Pie says, so not the law mayor. No, we don't need fucking Chrissy jokes. There's no reason for that. Kat, thank you very much for the dollar. I appreciate it. Oh, man. Jason Matheson was behind the Fox 9 story. He's another one of Aaron's jilted lovers. That's right. We did have a beef with Jason Matheson. Maybe that is the issue when he was on the radio down there on Girl Talk.
Watch him just eat now. He does this every day. This is how he does his show.
My talk. It's a girls' talk station, but it's my talk. And he was doing the morning show, and we were making fun of their, like...
Like, he waits, like, just eat when you're not talking. He's like, he literally is going to crunch shit and talk with his mouth full. Like,
how the hell's your coffee bit? And he got really upset. And I think they sent us a cease and desist back in the day when we were on radio. I made a lot of enemies. Maybe it's not that guy who's... No, it's definitely that guy who's behind it. But also, there's a lot of people at Fox 9 who probably despise me. So when they were handed that, they were probably very happy about it. It's okay. That's, you know, part of the game. Aaron, if we have learned anything from our Guinea drunkard friend, you can be compelled to discuss, and that is just as damaging as being ratted on. Well, yeah, like I was watching him and I was like, good for him being honest, you know, because he's standing up to a lot of people and being honest. And he's not kissing anybody's ass and he's not backing anyone. He's just telling it like it is. And I can say I appreciate that. I appreciate that level of honesty. He's certainly not saying that I'm like this great guy or anything like that.
On his phone again.
So, you know, I think he's doing great. I do. Love that KB got the clip on the news rather than that fat hunchback Melton.
After me?
He covered you for over a year. I didn't see anything. I didn't see it. I don't watch that stuff on myself.
Emotional damage.
Like I said, unless it's Sean. Because
it's really the only channel I watch. My YouTube doesn't even get other channels because they won't let me put the antenna up.
Find him educational.
What about all the stuff people send you about my problem?
JB Gunner TV says, I still think the hit piece was good promo. It was complimentary. I wish I could get recognized as a racist on the local news. Yeah, where the fuck did that come from? A racist? Have they watched you guys? You're way more racist than me.
Like, for instance, right now, like, don't start doing end towers in the chat.
Hulkamasha Baby says,
that's all you guys.
Okay, Aaron, having sex with one person at a time, good. More bad.
Glad I read that one.
Thank you. McBuster says, yeah, at least 5 clips of Melton harassing Aaron's 10-year-old daughter.
Really? Seems like the kind of thing I'd go to jail for. Videos of me harassing his daughter. Oh, wait. Videos of me doing a podcast. Nobody else was there. So, not harassing anybody. Got it, got it.
Proof Citizen M has always been a two-faced, melty-file sycophant.
Whoa!
More jokes from Melton about baiting kids. Yeah, Citizen M.
I have never been masturbating kids.
M should reconsider that, but that's up to him. Kat, thank you very much for the dollar. Appreciate that. Very nice.
What is he? Did he cut stuff out? Why is it all edited and jittery? And again, I think Citizen M's going to make a supercut of him, like, disparaging me.
Yeah, Citizen M should reconsider that, but that's up to him. Kat, thank you very much for the dollar. Appreciate that. Very nice. I don't know, man. It's all wild, crazy shit, right?
Sure.
Let's get to this Mike Zimmer thing. We've talked to each other. Oh, thank you very much, Von Kaiser. He says, don't you kind of miss the Jake Hudson days? Remember when you guys would get on my ass about having Jake Hudson on? Doesn't seem so bad anymore, does it? I just wanted to have some fun, have my own whack pack for a little bit.
Why? You do. Matt, Johnny, Corey, all unsuccessful losers.
You just fucking suck message.
Whoa.
Searles confirmed Boone's claim, saying Zimmer was killing.
All right, so then he gets into just content, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. Go have ourselves a little evening. I got a lot of stuff to eat, and I don't want to do it on camera. You know, I'll be crunching. Crunch, 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 crunch. Thank you, everybody who gifted memberships today. 105 gifted memberships we got. So that's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. Get me everything, man. Get me all the cuts. We'll see if we have enough. If a lawyer thinks it's worth even applying for an HRO against Aaron. Because this has to stop post-haste. I can't. My career won't sustain it. Got a very, very successful day job down at the laundromat. So, I got to put a stop to this immediately. Very embarrassing. And this is going to wreck my name in the papers. If he keeps talking about it, it might come true. And I just, like, we got to nip that in the bud. All right. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Hit the like button. Don't forget, we got new Aaron M. Holt merch over at nobodylikesonions.com/store. Get a shirt with his mugshot. Get a shot glass with his mugshot or a self-soothing hug pillow and more. nobodylikesonions.com/store. Join the overdose light or the overdose. And support the program, okay? Thank you. We'll see you very soon.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded.
harder to just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like. Pass had my homeboy Lane.